Hello and welcome in for this Esports Life episode 27, the second official live episode featuring me and Squeaks, and the last episode that I will ever eat cauliflower pizza, in air quotes, in my life.
See, that's what he thinks, but we get to see his face as he just gobbles up that pizza and enjoys the fuck out of it, right? Because let's be honest. And I want you to be honest, speaking of,
because I
want an honest take.
I'll be honest. No, I'll be very honest.
I recently had cauliflower pizza again, and it was incredible.
Oh, yeah. So you had to remind yourself that you weren't lying to yourself? Is that what it is, Mr. Portlandia?
No, listen. I just sometimes, you know, your taste has to be refreshed.
Refreshed. So, okay.
Exactly, yeah. So I thought it was good. You know, I thought the cauliflower pizza added a good texture. The cauliflower industry is killing it. The dough actually tastes like very thick.
Since when does this end in industry? What is it, a whole bunch of people? What, they're running a racket? They're trying to take over big pizza?
Dude, don't act like you don't think there's like cauliflower conglomerates out there. Dude, they're careful. Because there's a cauliflower mafia.
And
okay?
What is this?
And they're healthy as fuck.
Are you just assisting in me pandering to the cauliflower mafia? Is that what
yeah,
this is?
Yeah, well, hey. All I'm saying is, whoa, we tricked you
what's
into eating that fucking gross-ass pizza.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. No,
we
I'm
got
be
him,
very
boys.
Honest about
this guy's
pizza
eating
speak.
Cauliflower.
I'll be extremely honest about this.
Ew, bro.
So, Squeaks, when did you find out you were vegan?
I'm not vegan, so don't assert that ever on camera.
Just answer the question.
I'm not vegan. I just like, you know, I think carbs are really bad, so I try to, like, find creative, fun ways to not eat carbs, and cauliflower pizza crust is one of them. And you know what you can do? You can buy yourself, all the fucking listeners out there and viewers, buy yourself a nice cauliflower crust, and then you can put whatever you want on it. You
yeah
know?
You can have a you great vegetable
barbecue
saucer.
Yeah. You can put bacon. So it's just really fun, honestly. Just
yeah,
cauliflower, get your local
and then you
cauliflower
throw some lettuce
today.
Someone called that a BLT, but
what
if you put bacon and bread and lettuce and tomato in a sandwich, that would be called a BLT. But if it's just bacon on top of bread, I mean,
yeah.
What do you call that?
That's called a fucking B. Just the bacon.
Moving swiftly forward. All right.
Wait. While we're on the cauliflower subject, I am going to be giving away to all of our viewers free cauliflower pizza.
Don't hijack the
before
stream
the end
before
of the
even
show.
Begins. Like,
if you make it to the end of the show,
you know,
I'm going to be giving away
this
a
might
free
be the
pizza.
End. Yeah,
this is not a troll. This is not a troll. I'm going to be giving away a free pizza in chat. So be sure you're there till the end to enjoy the cauliflower pizza.
Oh my God!
You redeem it at your grocery store.
And you redeem it at your grocery store. Okay, I mean, yeah.
Those will be a free coupon.
You were supposed to wait until the end, right? So that we didn't just sabotage the entire show, where it's too late to leave. They're already committed. And then you come through and you're like, yeah, I've got this coupon I want to give to people as like an act of goodwill that you know, just to show people that you're
yeah
such a great person. Even though it's
no,
something
no
that you desperately want to give away because you work for Big Cauliflower. But now there's
I
not,
don't.
Now people are just going to leave. They're going to flood out before we've even gotten into the meat of everything. I've got
I
a cauliflower pizza beside
wrong
me, Squeaks. That
let's
is
let's
getting
it
cold. It's getting cold.
All right, enough foreplay. Sink your teeth into that fucking cauliflower crust for us right now.
No.
Okay?
So I just wanted to say, I genuinely was worried about walking into the grocery store and, number one, not being able to find the cauliflower pizza myself, and then, number two, taking it to the cashier and then paying for it, and then that cashier knowing that I'm buying it with my own money.
Could I ask you a question? What section was the cauliflower pizza? Where'd you find it? What was the section called?
Let me show you the box, all right? I'm going to show
pizza,
you the box.
Right? Pizza, right? Frozen pizza aisle, wasn't
yeah
it?
Yes, it's pizza. This is how self-con... It says, for the people
that's my brand.
It says, yes, it's pizza on the box. That's how self-conscious
you're damn right
Big Cauliflower is about their pizza. They don't
you're
even...
damn right it's pizza.
They know that people don't believe it is pizza. They had to lie to Loblaws to get it into the frozen pizza section. And they're scamming everybody by selling it there.
It's actually pizza. Just wait. You know, you're having a bunch of opinions right now, and you have a pizza just sitting there getting cold. And so I really want you to give an honest, in-depth review after you eat every single part of that pizza. Okay?
So when you said, I can't believe it's not butter with margarine, obviously.
Yeah.
That was a big thing. You know, everyone was like, oh, no, butter's better, you know, but margarine's
right,
like
right
lower in calories. But ultimately, margarine serves a purpose, right? It serves
okay
a purpose.
Okay, what's that purpose?
It's good. It's lower carbs. It's lower calories.
I can't believe you're saying this to me right now.
Hold on. I'm not trying to set you up to dunk on me by saying that cauliflower pizza is because I'm not saying that margarine is butter.
I just can't believe my ears.
Because I'm not saying that margarine is butter. That's the difference.
This analogy is so wrong. You're saying margarine is to butter as cauliflower pizza is to pizza.
I didn't say that, all
right? You just implied that.
If I could rewind the podcast, I wouldn't have said that again. No. Okay, so I walked into the grocery store, right? And then okay. I actually said to myself, I'm going to figure out how to lie about not being able to buy the cauliflower pizza if I can't find it myself, because I didn't want to have to ask a staff to help me find it.
So you were just too embarrassed.
So we start this
conversation about how it looks a little emasculating to vape. and here you're like, all of a sudden you're super hard. You're like, fuck it, man. If you feel like that, that's fine. But here you are too ashamed to buy a pizza at a grocery store.
Don't just say a pizza like it's matter of fact, first of all. Secondly, there's certain things you're allowed to be emasculated about if they're actually emasculating.
Is being health conscious a emasculating feature?
What logical fallacy is that, Squeaks?
Is this the bubble?
National debate champion. Yeah. All right. Okay. So I've got the cauliflower pizza beside me. I'm going to go ahead and try it right now.
Wait.
Can we see the pizza? How disgusting it looks. Yeah. Basically.
Looks good.
Yeah. So you think that looks good? Perfect. I just wanted to know that. It looks so bad. This does have cheese on it, unlike vegan pizzas where the ingredients just fall off of the bread.
I love how there's something dangling from it.
That's good.
There's
meat on this, right? Yeah. It's a booger pizza right here that I'm going to eat with cauliflower on the bottom.
Okay. I want your first impression. Be honest. Shut up, bro. You can't even hit your taste buds. It's so good. You're laughing because it's delicious. You have no words. Here he goes. Going to take a second chew. It's so yummy. You love it. Look at him. I can see his fucking face
eating that pizza. As soon as my teeth touched the cheese, it just smelled like cauliflower. Like got pressed out like a bad...
Does it taste like cauliflower?
Like expired milk. You know what I mean? The fumes just came out of the bread, if you can even call it that.
You're such a fucker, dude. That is so not true.
It is like eating glue. It's kind of crazy.
No, it's not. How's the crust? Like, is it like...
That's overpowering everything else on the pizza, right? So that's the only thing I'm actually describing right now. I can't even
really
talk about how there's the cheese and the meat that are actually normal on the pizza. Mostly just it's like the big cauliflower show. You know,
that's
the big problem with this.
You're such a fucking
liar, dude. It's just all about the cauliflower at the moment.
Finish it. Eat it.
I'm hungry, so I'm gonna...
Yeah, look at him, dude. He's so excited to take that second bite. And he's smiling because he knows deep down inside that that's some good fucking pizza. No carbs, delicious. Honestly, I can tell that you love it. Hey, so, thank you.
First of all, there's cheese on this, okay? So... I'm getting.
Is there any redeeming quality about that cauliflower crust?
What is the fucking point of eating this if there's cheese on it? Why did they sell this?
What do you mean? Because most of the carbs from a pizza come from the bread.
But you still get carbs.
You still get carbs. Look, I'm no saint.
Hey,
okay?
If you want to eat a pizza, eat a fucking pizza, you know?
No, shut up. Like, this is a pizza, first of all. But if you can avoid it, like, why might as well cut the carb, you know? And it tastes pretty good. I think the cauliflower is not bad. It's a good little touch. It's a pizza. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a pizza.
What is the point of this?
Once again, health conscious, dude. I'm telling you, it's the future. You know, if we can find fucking cauliflower bread, I'd make my sandwiches out of that.
So why do you hate people that aren't from Portland?
What do you mean? You're putting words in my... I love all people, you know, regardless of cauliflower pizza or not. But I just think the people who do have cauliflower are a little bit...
A
little bit better.
For the people who are audio only, please, that hand gesture.
Don't narrate that. That was just a viewer thing. I just think it's, I hope to live on a world where cauliflower pizza eaters and regular pizza eaters can get along. And I love how you took a fucking big bite for the audio viewers of just the crust. Dude. You didn't even leave the crust. Checkmate.
You knew I was hungry.
The crust is just the cauliflower.
No,
Look at him.
He tried
He's
to push
eating
back
the cauliflower
podcast.
Crust.
It's 10:20, you know? I was preheating my oven for an hour. This guy's like, yeah, I'm out for a walk. He never came back.
I like my walks.
And I was like, okay, well, I gotta eat first of all. I'm going to make this pizza, and then we got to start the podcast. And now I'm just starving, right? So this is just like locking someone up for like 72 days. And then anything you give them, obviously they're going to eat it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, totally. Look at him, dude. He just can't help himself. Every fucking dead, you know, second, he's going to take another big bite. And so you can make all the excuses you want, but in the end, you know, I think all of us know that you just secretly enjoy it. It can be like our little secret. Don't worry.
You know, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's not bad. That doesn't change whether or not it's pizza, though. That's the big thing. That's what matters the most.
Wait, did you said it's not bad, right?
It's not bad. It's not bad.
I love how long it took for you to say that. Like instantly you're like, oh, this atrocity, it's glue, it's, and then you went all the way around to it's not bad, so it's good. Yeah, we'll get there. It was good
at first. It was kind of gross when the fumes that I described very accurately,
the
came
fumes
out.
My ass.
Yeah, yeah, no, you know, I try to be very honest about how I described them. Like
bullshit.
It just came out like gas from a sewer, right? It just up into my nostrils, just
it's like
totally
an anime.
Hijacked the whole experience for a moment.
Oh my god.
But yeah, after that, now that I have Stockholm syndrome because I'm very hungry, yeah. I have to say I quite enjoy my new master.
Cauliflower pizza. I told you, dude. The conglomerates are coming after each and every one of us, and they'll bless your soul today for saying not bad.
So what, do you just never eat pizza now? Do you just only eat cauliflower pizza?
No, no. So when I go out, I'll have pizza. I'm not a fucking monster. You know, I want to just differentiate. I'll have regular... I'll have not cauliflower-based pizza. You know, like, I enjoy it as well. Like, I'm not going to ask the person who's like at Domino's for cauliflower crust, you know, I'll have the pizza.
Yeah,
because
no one wants to get their ass kicked. Why would you ever go into Domino's and ask for a cauliflower crust pizza?
No, no, no. It's not that. It's just like, you know, I'm out. I'm gonna have like. Speaking of Domino's, slightly of a tangent, but have you seen their cookie
pizza? It's too
salty.
It's too salty, by the way.
Domino's is nasty. Let's not fucking cut corners. Domino's is gross.
The big cookies, I love those.
They're so gross. They're so good. They make it look like a pizza. It's like a slice of just fucking chocolate chips. Seeing that in person was just incredible. I didn't like to live in a world where that exists. And then like that as well as like a McDonald's McGriddle. Just the fucking sound of that shit is so gross, but it's so delicious.
No, it
works.
For
those who've never have like a McGriddle before, it's basically a breakfast sandwich where the buns are infused maple pancakes.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. Every fucking bite is super chewy.
It's one of those best of both worlds things that people try to capitalize on.
Yeah.
They go into the board meeting. It's like, what if we could make breakfast food for all day, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's so good. Honestly, I'm not even mad. It sounds gross, but fuck it. I'll have that shit, man. Cauliflower or not.
Yeah.
Don't separate a man from a McGriddle.
I mean, a McGriddle is nothing like a cauliflower pizza. Cauliflower pizza is for like health conscious people. McGriddle's just supposed to be the best tasting thing you can think of, right?
And that's a beautiful thing. I think that's beautiful, and there's a place for that. The second fucking McDonald's starts introducing all this bullshit, you know they've like given up. I just think there's a time and place for McDonald's and there's a time and place for cauliflower pizza. And we'll see that day when they're once uniting between healthy and not healthy.
Why is it that there's no spicy food at McDonald's? Of all the fast food restaurants, it has the least amount of spicy things. I don't think there's any one thing that even says spicy in the description, but there is like the chicken burgers or whatever, like a junior chicken that has some kind of spice to it. And then every other fast food restaurant does have a spicy item that's just not that spicy. What is going on there? Why don't these fast food places have anything that is remotely spicy?
Well, fast food places are a lot like late night talk shows where they're just trying to appeal to every single person, regardless of where they're from. And I think spicy is a very coastal thing. You know what I mean? You think like someone from, you know, some random some random place, some random state.
Go ahead.
Shut up. I see you like you're getting slightly excited as I try to like insult the state.
Xenophobia kind of just emanates from your voice.
Like somebody from like literally a state called Misery.
Misery. Did you try to pronounce Missouri or did you did you actually try your
Missouri
artist?
Misery.
You made me say it incorrectly.
You said misery, damn. So like, you think they're gonna look for fucking spicy food? Probably not. They're gonna look for the Jimmy Fallon fucking late night show
of
a meal.
They got spicy chicken in Missouri.
Yeah, but like they don't they're not looking for spicy.
Also,
spicy,
that's not like, on the coast, is it? Like, that's a just. That's kind of.
I'm just saying, like a random state, like Missouri.
Misery. I feel like the audience for spicy food is much bigger. And I feel like if McDonald's had a spicy item on the menu, it'd be a smash hit.
You think so?
I think so.
I bet you they fucking beta test that shit all the time, though, you know?
That's a test for people out. Like Squeaks? What is that? What is a beta test?
What do you beta? No, that's where you like A-B test as a company. You give some customers something and another, and you see what lands. I'm sure they've fucking tried that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't McDonald's own some of Chipotle?
Yeah, McDonald's does own Chipotle. Yeah.
Or I think that might be a myth. I think that might not be true. I think they previously owned some Chipotle stock.
When they first opened, I remember looking it up and that they did own them. So unless they don't now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So unless they don't now or as they're saying, didn't own all of it, then maybe that's the case. But there was a thing where it was like there was always a Chipotle like in front of a McDonald's in a lot of
cities. Yeah, see, like I think that's a move, though, to separate like McDonald's food from like, you know, spicier exotic foods. Because, you know, old Janet is going to bring home fucking food for her son, Billy and Timmy. And she doesn't want some spicy shit. You know, she wants a fucking fat burger with a Happy Meal in there.
It does.
You know?
It does surprise me how some people's spice tolerance, like it just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Is that tomato? Oh, my fucking God.
See, but this conversation is incredibly like the reason I have spicy food is a very ugly reason. Like there's nothing like. Like, do I like spicy food? Yeah, kind of. But it's more of like, I want to prove to people I'm a man because of some deep-seated insecurity. Yeah, there's nothing wrong. Hey, boneless wings are all right.
No,
man.
Boneless wings don't exist either, by the way. Fucking,
chicken nuggets?
Are you kidding me? They are nuggets, yeah. They're small tenders. They aren't fucking wings. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to open a whole other can of wings, but... I don't know. I think that, like, if they look like a wing. If you can't distinguish a boneless wing from a regular wing, you can call them both.
Yeah,
wings,
it would be consistent with your, like, terrible logic that cauliflower pizza pizza. It kind of looks like it. You know, it's that food, basically.
Like, it looks like it, but it generally tastes like it, too. I mean, who are we to decide? If you can go into the wing aisle and get boneless wings, they're wings, right?
Oh, I'm leaving. I know.
I'm just being honest. You know, I'm keeping it real. Meme or no meme, I'm just saying, you know, if you can get it in the grocery store in the wings aisle or the pizza aisle, they're pizzas.
The real crime there is you're supposed to eat, if the meat comes on a bone, you're supposed to eat it on a bone because it'll taste better, basically.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, but I'm not, like, of course.
That's what's so embarrassing and about boneless wings. And the other thing is that, why the fuck didn't you just order nuggets? Why the fuck do you have to order boneless wings? So you can say you're eating wings like the rest of the normal people out there?
I'm going to say you're wrong here.
Big difference between normie and normal, by the way. One is very insulting.
What's the difference?
Well, normie is insulting, and then normal is just, you know.
I would say normal is insulting, too, to be honest. This guy's so normal. I guess normie could be a little more severe.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay, here's why you're wrong. You know, you're with your bros. You're watching Sunday football.
Just
want to
ball with my bros.
Yeah, exactly. And your fucking bro, Jack, he takes out fucking wings. I'm coming up with so many names. He gets his fucking
Jack,
KFC
Peter,
bucket
Lauren,
out
Susan,
there.
Jeffrey, Steven.
Yeah, I'm having them all at the tip of my tongue. And he just fucking goes down on a wing, like starts chewing that shit. You're not going to take out a chicken nugget, right? You're not going to be a fucking dino dunkable on the side. You're going to take out something that looks like a wing, you know? Hang with the bros.
Oh my God. Wait, is dino dunkable? Is that like Dunkaroos?
What's a Dunkaroo?
Dunkaroo is like you get all of these different, I don't know if they're only kangaroo shaped cookies. They're like tiny biscuits, and then you can dunk them in like a kind of like a rainbow flavored like cream type thing that you would have as a snack. There are
what
absolutely
the fuck is a rainbow flavor?
Rainbow. Why say rainbow flavor? Rainbow colored like sugar thing that you dip them in, and then Dunkaroos.
That sounds
taste
fucking
the
disgusting.
Rainbow. You've never heard that, guys? Skittles. All right.
Ew, I don't want to taste the
frosting,
rainbow.
Frosting, that's the word. It's like a rainbow frosting.
Ew, so you're dipping in fucking like chicken nuggets into a frosting?
First of all, it's delicious, but second of all, I was just wondering if that's what dino
probably
dunkables
not.
Are.
No, I think dino dunkables are just chicken nuggets shaped as dinosaurs. It's very uninspired.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, it's just marketed towards kids, you know?
Why do
just like Jewel.
Why do, yeah, just like Jewel. Sneak it in, right? Just throw it right under the door, right before it closes. Yeah, just slide it
just
in.
Just to see you.
Easily.
Just to see you fucking pass by it so you agree with me.
I mean, Juuls are, first of all, I don't think they're for kids at all.
Oh, yeah?
I think kids just get their hands on them.
Jolly Ranch flavor, fucking bubble yum flavor. Yeah, not for kids, though. CSGOLotto.com. It's like bullshit.
I don't even...
It's the same shit. It's like, here's some fun graphics.
Because the illegal gambling, like in CSGO, skin gambling.
It's clearly marketed for kids, right? But we're like pretending like, well, if you're an adult.
Why? I mean, I feel like if I ran a skin gambling website, which I would always disclose if I ever did, that I would be happy to take anybody's money who was over 18 and would not complain if nobody under 18 took it.
The majority of players in Counter-Strike are under 18, though, right? So then you're, like, leaving out a core demographic. You're not maximizing your profit. Like, hey, there's probably, like, a guy in the suit behind you being like, hey, Launders, like, start marketing to fucking 12-year-olds. Talk about AOL and vaping. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he smokes cigars, right?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. You know the fucking guy.
I know the guy.
Yeah,
so true.
It's the same shit, right? Like, the same thing with fucking vapes. It's like the high school kids.
Yeah, but
untapped market.
We talked about Juuling last episode, but this is a little bit different. Why do you have to, if you're a Juul,
yeah,
what the fuck else can you do besides, like, selling the Juul, which is an e-cigarette for people who either want to stop smoking cigarettes or just want to try some kind of alternative? And besides saying that this is illegal for anybody, and it's up to the stores to enforce that, right? They don't have to enforce it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair argument, right? Like, you can even say it's up to the parents as well to enforce what their kids do and do not.
Now, if they have fucking commercials with, like, lolicon people who are, like, have, like, tiny anime girls behind them, and they're, like, clearly looking like they're their kids and smoking, then that's different.
Right. Well, I mean, there's, like, regulations behind advertising in particular. Interestingly, with beer commercials, you can't drink beer on camera. You know what I mean? As you take a sip of beer, you don't think I'm going to call you out. You're like, ha. It's technically not allowed if you're advertising. So all these beer commercials, you'll never hear someone like, or never see someone actually drinking, which is funny. But I think their line gets tainted, right? Where it's like, yeah, you may not be able to overtly advertise to kids, but there's very subtle ways you can do it. Like, your flavor offerings is one way. Like, dude, what fucking adult is smoking bubblegum flavor besides you, right? Bunch of fucking kids.
There's nothing wrong. Honestly, there's nothing wrong.
I'm not
with
saying there. Well, I didn't say there was.
And we're not bubblegum flavor shaming anybody.
I'm not.
That's watching the podcast.
All I'm saying is that there's nothing wrong with it, but a lot of kids do it. And it's the same thing with CSGO gambling. It's like, what are we supposed to be like? Oh, well, it should be the parents or it should be the regulators' fucking responsibility not to advertise. No, it's these fucking companies to, you know, you're making a lot of money regardless of fucking targeting kids. Leave them out of it.
Also, I have like a fact check here. I don't even think there's like a bubblegum flavored Juul. I'm not sure that exists.
I'm sure there is, dude.
Yeah, so they like there's like juices for like every flavor because anybody can make them.
Yeah.
But I think with Juul specifically that you can only buy the flavors that they create themselves, so there's much fewer. And then I don't know. I don't think. And also, again, there's nothing wrong with a little double bubble flavored Juul.
Five
gum Juul.
There's nothing wrong with the flavor of bubblegum flavored Juul, but there is something wrong with thinking of the idea to create bubblegum flavor Juul because there's some sort of implicit thing. Of course. What do you think? You're going to, like, say you're targeting people who are over 21. What are you going to make? Like, bubblegum? Jolly Rancher? No. You're clearly targeting...
I literally got, like, a strawberry fucking... It's like red berry, strawberry, salt chill e-liquid. You know? Like, it's fucking... I don't know.
Good for you, man. Does it say child on it? What was that?
It says chill. Oh, right? You see what child. You want to see, though.
I thought it said freak. Child. That would have been so funny.
Do you think lolicon should be illegal?
Okay, so I don't want to misspeak of what I think lolicon is, but I have a good idea.
Oh, lolicon is like the anime is?
Yeah, yeah. I've heard, like Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah. it's like Korra in the House. Have you ever seen
that
show?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But basically it's, you know, Japanese animation, and lollies are kind of the representation of like little...
Okay.
Or younger looking like... I don't know if it's girls and guys, like you know, really childish-looking like cartoons, basically. And lolicon is, like, a convention of people that love that specific kind of anime, right? Yeah, how do you feel about that? There's actually, like, serious heated arguments about this, and it's actually banned in some places.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's, I heard someone say that, okay, it should definitely be banned if it's harmful to somebody, but as lollies are just drawings, are you riding the line? Is that okay? No. How do you feel about it?
I think, okay, so from what I know, yeah, right now,
is it the margarine of pedophilia?
That is so fucking in bad taste. Oh my god. I can't believe it's not pedophilia. Holy shit, that is so funny. So yeah. I think that
it is.
So I think
it's like, is it as legit as margarine is what you're
no,
saying?
No, no, no. I'm not saying that. I do not put words in my mouth about this. I think that from what I know about LollyCon, which is just very, very little, it should be banned. I kind of like, I don't think that's a good precedent to hold, you know, like to allow a convention like that. Yeah, it may, the argument that it's not hurting anyone is fucking fair, but I don't think it stands, because then you can say that shit about anything. It's like, there needs to be some sort of standard, and you don't want to promote some sort of, you know, behavior. And I think that definitely, you know, it should be regulated in some way, maybe not from like a government, but maybe the convention people should look at themselves in the eye and say, is this a good idea? You know?
Yeah. I wouldn't even know where else to go with this podcast if you didn't have that answer, because I was just like, that was kind of just where I hoped everybody yeah, stood, like, to be honest.
Like, and the podcast is over. Like, what do you want me to say? Like, it's a great thing. Let me tell you
this
why.
This guy thinks Lolly's weird. I'm out of here. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It is weird.
I had a... We had a sub that like kind of is into stuff like that a little bit. And he's, you know, like, at the end of the day, you know, I don't understand bronies either, you know, so there's something about that yeah, like is just completely out of my realm of understanding. But I had a dream that he got arrested.
It was a dream, not a nightmare.
just for Lolly. And no, in my dream, I was like, oh, I knew this was going to happen. Yeah. Like, that's what I said. I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really fucking, I don't know. Like, I don't want to come across as someone who's like shitting on someone's hobby, but I think Lolly just seems like that may be a little bit too, a little bit arbitrary or too kind of weird for me. But like something like My Little Pony, bronies or whatever, I don't get it. But just because I don't get it doesn't mean someone shouldn't be passionate about it. But okay, so like this is the thing, is video games used to be this fringe community, right? Growing up, you wouldn't be like, hi, I'm Launders and I'm a gamer, right? You'd be like a little closeted about it, right? You wouldn't be like, and I feel like now it's so mainstream, but a lot of us are like super nerds, like coming up in high school. And
yeah,
and
you are,
You are. So, so like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I don't want to shit on a community because I don't understand them, because I'd have hated the person who shit on gaming because they didn't understand it. And now they're on the side of the road fucking Fortnite dancing, you know? Like, fuck you. You don't get to do that. We get to do that.
That just impassioned me right now, because whoa, I realized, like, here's something that I'm sure that you'll get upset about. And if you don't, again, I'll feel like I need to turn off the podcast. But there was so much hypocrisy from the esports community,
yeah,
who were coming up against the phone esports community, which I think is just incredibly hypocritical.
Yeah,
right. I just feel like everybody's being just like their parents.
Yeah,
and I think that's so sad. I mean, yes, I think it's weird that you need a gaming house for five dudes with iPhones, but it's not my place to understand that and say that that's legitimate or not. You know, it's a fucking realm that I don't understand. And it came directly from where we started as well, as people who like were playing games on a computer, right?
Totally.
I mean, can we talk about that? Like,
it's such a double standard, right? Because I think a lot of people who are in the scene now, oh God, I hate the sentence I'm about to say, but I think the people who are in the scene right now are a little bit younger. they're like younger people who haven't grown up. Yeah. What did you say? I just think they haven't grown up in like seeing gaming grow from like some nerdy fringe bullshit thing where we'd have to take shit from random people into what it is now. And so it's hard for them to, like, I get why you'd shit on phone gaming. Like, I get it. I hated the Diablo announcement too. Like, I fucking think it's stupid. And I want everyone to know that I don't think phone gaming is a
misery
feature.
And Diablo. What the fuck?
But I do think there should be some sort of empathy. Like, I think if phone gaming becomes good, dude, I'll fucking Switch. Hell yeah. I hope it is good. That's awesome. But
what do you mean? Switch from what? You don't even do anything in regular esports.
Okay, kind of rude, but it's fair. I mean, like, Switch my
Can you be a DMG in Clash Royale?
Oh my god, can you imagine? It's like there's just like DMG ranks throughout any game I touch. It's just the sheriff's in town and he's coming to our fucking game. Here he comes.
It's high noon.
Exactly. I mean, I'd be fucking, if there was a, and I'd be interested to hear what you think, like if there was a Counter-Strike equivalent on the mobile phone, on cell phones, you would play that. That was like actually competent and good.
Oh, I wouldn't know, but I'd be fine with
why not?
People who did. Why the fuck would I play it when I have a mouse and keyboard?
But it's better. Say a game that was only
same
made.
Reason I don't play on it. Play on Xbox, dude. What do you mean?
If there was a really good game on Xbox that was made for Xbox, you wouldn't play it.
No, of course I would. But you're saying Counter-Strike?
Like, I don't know. So, yeah, a game like Counter-Strike. I didn't mean like Counter-Strike came out. No, actually, you know what?
There's
fuck
no
it.
FPS. No, you know that's what? Fuck it. Counter-Strike. On a phone or on Xbox.
I'm going to say Counter-Strike. Yeah, what if Counter-Strike came out on the iPhone, made for the iPhone, and it has completely new mechanics, and it was way better? You wouldn't switch? Like, way better mechanically, and it played a little bit differently. You wouldn't switch
how
to the phone?
How could that? There's not a universe that exists where that could be real.
Who knows, man? Like, maybe they just, it's an on-rail shooter now.
Yeah, there's no former examples of FPS games that work better on consoles. And although Fortnite on the
what
iPhone
about Halo?
Is a smash hit, I never actually played Halo.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I assume Halo would be better on a PC anyway.
Yeah, so recently they announced that Halo is going to be on like Steam. And everyone's super excited, and I am too, but my question is, like, Halo, to me, felt like a ground-up game for Xbox. Like, the mechanics for it, like, the assault rifle, like, it's very forgiving in terms of aim, but the assault rifle, like, takes a long time to kill someone. Like, it was very controller-friendly, and I remember playing Halo on the PC, like, on Blood Gulch, and it felt a little bit weird, but a redeeming quality was, like, the Magnum pistol, because it actually helped to aim a little bit rather than who holds mouse one first. You know what I mean?
Aim assist.
Yeah, exactly. There's aim assist. I know what you're referencing. But but that's why I'm like, I'm excited, but I hope they tailor it a little bit better for PC. Do you know what I mean? Like, because it was made for the console and it was great. It was one of my favorite games like of all time. But
why would you need help? Like, why would you need to tailor anything to the PC? It's just harder, isn't it?
Kind of. But I felt like tailored for the PC as in like, They changed some of the, and they won't because it's like a remake. But I mean, like the assault rifle and stuff feel weird with a mouse and keyboard. I don't know, because it felt like, I don't know. It just like felt ground up. It was created for a controller to me.
One thing I thought was so interesting as an aside was that Nifty was pro in Call of Duty on a controller and then became pro in Counter-Strike. But not only became pro in Counter-Strike, looked amazing doing it too. Like one of the best doppers ever, one of the most one of the most appealing in terms of just aim, just how like, you know, pretty his shots look and just like how good his flicks are and how crispy his aim is, and it's in a totally different medium, right? It's in like flat surface with a mouse, like something he's not accustomed to. He's paid thousands of hours on a controller and all of a sudden it just transfers perfectly into a mouse and keyboard. I thought that was so amazing, and I was wondering, do you think that is because, and I didn't give you time to think about this, but do you think that is because it's his like will to get better, or do you think his hand eye just like directly transferred from console to mouse and keyboard?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably a mix of both, but in terms of like, I think when you go pro in one thing, and it could be not gaming related, I think it's way easier to go pro in something else because you know how long it takes and you know like the process of getting really good. And so I think that helped him first and foremost in terms of like dexterity. Like, I think that obviously it would be better for Nifty if he came from a PC keyboard or mouse keyboard game, but if he's able to translate it, then I'm sure there was some sort of, you know, in terms of response time, helped him quite a bit, you know? Call of Duty's no joke. Like, pro Call of Duty was, it looks pretty fucking sick.
Yeah, I mean, we could all learn a lot from Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Even with just everything else they do in esports, they have the best Twitters ever. They have monetized all of their players and fans the best. They have the YouTube channels are popping off.
Yeah.
Way bigger than every other game. League of Legends, Counter-Strike, Dota 2, all the major esports that have stood up for a long time. StarCraft. Like, no one's monetized their all the players and fans better than Call of Duty. Like, they've done such a good job. They actually just started selling CWL spots, if you saw. $25 million each.
One spot?
Yeah. It's kind of nuts, right? Because in League of Legends, when they started franchising, they sold for, I think, $10 million a spot. But since they were the first people to do it, the bar was set, but they didn't realize that you could jump way higher than that. $10 million seemed like a lot, but that was League of Legends, the number one esport at the time.
Yeah.
And then Overwatch comes around, and it's like $20 million a spot.
Holy shit.
For a game that didn't even have proven viewership. And now Call of Duty, which is like technically a deader esport, like it, like... You don't even see Call of Duty.
Yeah, not
like
at all.
Anywhere, you know. I mean, I get to see it on Twitter, but I don't even click those links sometimes. I never see it on Twitch. Like, I don't even know when it airs. I don't know how many viewers they get. There's no way it's, like, more than 100,000, which is what Overwatch is settling at. And so, you know, how can they do 25 million?
Yeah, it's a great fucking question. I have no fucking clue. Yeah, that's really sick, though. Yeah. I think that helps everyone because everyone's trying to figure out the pricing. Right? Nobody knows what the bubble is, right? Everyone's trying to figure that shit out. But so it's really cool to see that they're able to get away with that high of a price. You know what I mean?
Mm. So why haven't you been streaming?
Oh shit. Just directly speaking.
You you follow my footsteps one weekend, go to California, and as soon as you come back, it's like, I don't have to do shit anymore.
No. I'm done. No.
I'm done. That was it.
So I went to California. It was super, super fun. I got to hang out with my mom. And, like, you know, we went to the mall. We did some things in, like, San Francisco. Super fun. And then on my flight back, I had this, and I ate airport food. So I thought I was, like, getting, food sickness, food poisoning.
Food poisoning.
I couldn't think of food poisoning. So I was in the airplane, and my stomach was fucking killing me. I was like, oh, God, I probably have to, like, take a fat shit or something. I felt really bad.
Yeah, thanks for just assaulting everybody's ears with the brash language.
No, excuse me.
Go ahead.
And so I came to my apartment and I still felt really bad. And I started hurting. And so I thought I had like kidney stones because I don't know what the fuck that feels like. You know?
This guy went to WebMD in his mind.
I did. I legit went on WebMD. Yeah. That's the reason I turned on my computer. And so I thought I was having kidney stones. And I was like, well, this is going to be a slight inconvenience because I have to work tomorrow. But... You know, maybe
always sucks to get kidney stones. Might have to call in sick.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, hopefully I don't get fired if I miss it. So I woke up and I felt the same thing. Like, I felt really like two rocks. It felt like two fucking solid rocks in my stomach, like fist size rocks. It felt really bad. And so I went to work totally fine. I still felt terrible. And then on my drive home, I started getting like, I thought I was having a heart attack. It was very scary while I was driving. Isn't that fucked up? So I drove myself to urgent care. Because I was like...
Just like took a right.
Yeah, I was like... And I was like so chill about it. I was like listening to fucking like chill hop. You know? And I was like, well, this is my mood now.
To study and listen
exactly. And I was like just chilling. I was like, fuck it. I'll go to the emergency room. So I went and they like ran a bunch of tests or whatever. And they were like, you're having a panic attack. And I was
like... Oh, why?
So that's the thing. I was like, I feel fine. Like, I was like, yeah. Are you sure? I was like, had airport food. Like, do you think that? And they're like, no, like, you're having, like, serious panic attack. And I was like,
really?
I didn't know that it could be, like, so physical. You know what I mean? Like, panic attack seems very, like mental. But it was like, no, you just look like you're having some sort of anxiety or panic attack. They said that's probably it because everything looks fine. And so they're like, take it easy. You know what I mean? They're like,
chill out.
They're like, listen to chill hop, chill study beats.
Did you call in sick the next day or what?
No, I went to work. Of course. I have to. But I was like, I want to be sure I'm good before I turn on the stream. You know, like I want to make sure that I at least don't, you know, freak out or like have a heart attack on stream. But that was
that wouldn't be cool at all.
No, but no. I mean, it would be content for sure. You know what I mean? Live stream. What a fail. Yeah. What a live stream fail.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, I'm just like taking my time to hopefully have like sickness go away. But it sucks because I want it. I'm kind of down to stream. You know, like, I haven't finished Bully. And I haven't finished some games and I have so much to play. But I'm going to take my time for sure before I turn that
shit
on.
You've been committing pretty hard to the single player games.
Yeah, it's been super fun.
Like the random ones too. Like Bully is kind of random. Like, how did you even find it?
I looked in my Steam directory and I was like,
you already had it?
I had it, yeah. But I was looking at games that like would be funny. And I was like, oh, like me doing fucking geography.
Yeah.
You know?
This could be funny. Geography and Math Live.
Yeah. And I wanted to play it genuinely. Like, it wasn't even like, it was just like, this is a game that I wish I completed earlier. So why not just turn on the camera and play it?
My favorite part was when Pat K was like came in the stream and he's like, "Yeah, game's garbage. I'm out of here." And he's like, "Never. He never says. This is the guy who never says anything like that."
I know. You know? Well, I mean, what are you gonna do?
Give an opinion on something like that.
If you're playing a game, a single player game or something, you're gonna piss someone off, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what. Just wait for the next game.
No matter what. Yeah. Yeah. I started playing Counter-Strike again.
I saw.
Feels good as ever.
Okay, so they recently had a bunch of fucking changes. I heard it's very like. Economics, you know, there's something weird about the economy now.
Yeah.
So I'm this is genuinely, I played Counter-Strike today. I noticed like the fucking kill feed's a little bit different, but what are the changes and why do I care?
So, the first ones, the less impactful ones, I guess. The shotguns are cheaper. That might change the meta just a little bit. The sawed off got a little bit of buff because the bullets disappeared at a distance. So now it's maybe a little bit more viable. It's like, you know, top of HUD on nuke. Like, shotguns might be the best gun there. So there's legit like reason why people might always buy it.
That's a cool. That's
and then
cool.
they added 5 more bullets to the Silent M4, so it was 20, now it's 25. So, you know, I think it's a hard decision now whether or not you want the silenced or the unsilenced.
Right.
And then you have the economy changes. Was that the only thing? Oh yeah, the AUG they did the perfect change, which is to put the price back, which everyone anticipated they would do.
Nice.
To 3,300 again. And then the economy changes, which are, so it's basically meant to, I thought really long and hard about this because I didn't, like, what I really didn't want to happen was, I'm going to Blast Sao Paulo next week, right?
Right.
So I didn't want to go there and then spend the entire time talking about what I think the impact of the economy changes
are,
because everybody is talking about that all the time. So I just want to, number one, figure out all the numbers in my head and then play it a little bit to get a feel for it. And after playing it, first of all, it just felt normal. Like, I've never really had to think about the economy too much. You just basically, if you're losing and you're like trading rounds like one for one, you just always feel like you have some money. And part of that is because you don't your loss bonus doesn't go down unless you lose two in a row, or until their loss bonus doesn't go down unless you win two in a row. So in general, it's just a comeback mechanic. So that is what's special about Counter-Strike, and like, the thing that makes Counter-Strike what it is, mm-hmm. is just having the economy and a comeback mechanic and how that's special to Counter-Strike and not other games.
Definitely.
And I think it worked really well. And I think it was fine, and I didn't have to think about it too much. But basically, they're trying to remove 3-for-1 rounds, right? They don't want any hard reset rounds. Because even when we're casting a game, if you watch a game, it could be a very important round. But if it's like, oh, if they just won a round with a 1v1, they just lost 5 rounds, they won this round, if they don't win the next round, they'll be reset and they'll lose 2 more rounds for free. Valve just didn't want that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they executed on that successfully. It seems fine already. And they did that with pistols already before. They made it so that your first round loss bonus is 1,900 instead of 1,400, and you don't have to save 2 rounds in a row. So I think it worked out really well.
Yeah, no, that makes
sense. It's kind of weird because Valve never showed us that they were thinking about that.
Yeah.
And then suddenly dropped it on us, right?
That's like a good sign to me because they haven't changed something that like drastic in a while, right? It's been a little bit since they've made like some serious changes like that. That would fundamentally change like, you know, fucking matches. I think that's kind of cool that they're at least thinking of it. Like, even if it was a misstep, which it doesn't seem like it was, like at least they're doing something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of hate like the negativity, instant negativity for every fucking update on Twitter. You know what I mean?
I know, it's crazy.
It's so annoying.
The amount of theory striking too. It's like, you know, I feel like there's like not that many people at Valve, and they sit around, they talk about stuff. They're very smart people,
right?
You know, even if you don't think they know, like they know video games or high level Counter-Strike, they're just like really intelligent people, right? So they're gonna sit there, think carefully about everything. They drop an update, they probably have like thought about everything that could go wrong with it, everything that might be bad about it, and understand that the community is going to yell at them no matter what. So they're probably going to make it like somewhat good, right?
Hopefully. I mean, the R8. Yeah. Like, that was a kind
of... And then they dropped the R8. Yeah.
Like, let's go. R8 time, boys. Let's fucking...
No, that is true. I mean, they just completely missed the... Yeah, they completely missed the mark at sometimes.
I mean, I wish they didn't, though. I would love to see more, like, guns. I hope to make, like, those big changes still, you know? Like, I think that we've scared them off a little bit too much, you know? I think the idea behind an R8, like, at least introducing something completely new is exciting. But... The execution was clearly completely off, but I think that's why they're showing some anxiety towards releasing maps and stuff as well, because there's so much that just has to be tested by time, right? Like, what are you going to do at Valve? You're a small team, and you're trying to test, like, a gun or a map for competitive play? Like, yeah, fucking right. Yeah. It's impossible. So release something, you know? Just go for it.
No, I prefer maps to guns, though. I don't know. I think maps are... imperative for the longevity of the game, but guns, people are like, just make it so that the M4 and the AK are the best, and then, you know, add whatever other guns you want, but I'm gonna use the AK and the M4, right?
Do you think, like, why do you think, like, I was kind of, so obviously I haven't been playing Counter-Strike in a long time, but I just hated how everyone was just shitting on the AUG because they're like, oh, it's such a fucking Call of Duty gun, like, AK M4 is the backbone of Counter-Strike. Like, why does that have to be true? Like, what if, as you were saying, the shotgun is more viable in certain situations? I want
it just
those
sounds
people.
Better. Yeah, it sounds better. It sounds nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Is the AK? Doo-doot.
Yeah, exactly. Good,
like,
point.
You just want that. No, that's it. It's nostalgic in some sense.
Yeah, but just bullshit.
It's almost, it's mawkish.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's to the point where people rely on just, like, the feeling or whatever. But ultimately, like, we've played thousands of hours with the gun. We are used to it. Like, we know exactly how it feels. Like, yeah, there's a 5 movement speed decrease when you use an AUG. But because it's like you're using the AUG and you have the 5 movement speed, oh, I can't stand it. 5 movement speed. Unbelievable.
You're right.
I'm getting pre-fired at every angle, you know?
Yeah.
But even though that's not true, and I don't know, I kind of sympathize. The part of the way I look at it is, like, do I want a clip, you know? Do I want a clip for, like, Gunak to go and edit that's, like, an ace? That's an AUG ace? Not really. You know, do I want a Glock ace or a USP ace? I want a USP ace, right?
Oh,
even though
sure.
They both could be equally impressive. But, you know, I want the M4 ace. I want the AK ace most.
Yeah.
Right? The one-tap AK ace.
So sexy.
That's the shit,
right? Yeah.
No, I don't want that easy scope-in AUG ace.
Right.
Right?
Okay, that, like, and that makes sense. But I just...
sluggish.
It just reminds me of fucking... When the game came out, do you remember? I know you remember, but everyone's like, oh my God, Peeker's advantage. This game is broken. You can't even hold an angle anymore. And it sort of reminds me of that. It's like, yeah, it may be true, but adapt to it. Like, let the game evolve. You know what I mean? Like, let there be Peeker's advantage, and how does that change your play? How does that change, like, a match? But
yeah, so CSGO is, like, slightly faster, and that's why Peeker's advantage is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've gotten to the bottom of Peeker's advantage. I know that, like, there's even Peeker's advantage on LAN. So the reason is just because if you're holding an angle, you're less focused for the amount of time that you're holding the angle.
Right.
Then someone is coming around the corner knowing that they have to be ready. So if someone comes around the corner, they know they're going to have to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Someone holding an angle could be holding an angle for 40 seconds. So that means... probably in that 40 seconds, they might be more or less focused on the angle. That means you could catch them off and probably have a higher reaction time in that moment if you're the Peeker. And that's why Peeker's advantage will exist no matter what, whether it's LAN, whether it's Counter-Strike, or whatever. As long as the game is fast enough to allow that, you know, your player moves across the screen at a certain speed.
So,
and that's the other part of the reason, was just because Counter-Strike CSGO is a little bit faster than CS 1.6, it felt like. And so, like... in 1.6, no matter what, even if you were less ready, someone came around the corner, you'd have an advantage. But CSGO is like F1 race car peak.
So. Yeah. And Source is so floaty. Right? Source is so fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it's
the best one. So that's interesting.
That was so funny, dude.
Okay. It's not the best one. I don't want to even meme. It's the second best. But that's what's so, like, in terms of, like, consistency. And I think consistency is such an ugly word because that can mean boring as well. But I mean, in terms of, like, consistent competitive play, don't you want there to be no Peeker's advantage? Don't you want people to be rewarded for holding an angle? You know what I mean? Like, why should I be fucking punished for your stupid ass peek, you know?
Here's the fallacy. I'm not saying that you're making it,
right?
But there's, like, a false dichotomy that you have to be on T side to have the P peaker's advantage. Technically, it's whoever peaks the angle, right? So the CT is entitled to that just like a T is. You're both moving at the same move speed. You're both on the opposite side of an angle. CT could peak you as well and get that advantage. So it isn't something that's constantly being put on the CTs. And that means that the, you know, like you're saying, you can adapt and the meta can change to suit that, right? So CTs can play slightly more aggressive than you normally would. Or you always take off angles as a CT to try to counteract peaker's advantage. But just because there is peaker's advantage doesn't mean the person who peaks always wins.
Right.
You know, if you peek into an angle and someone's holding a slightly deeper angle than you and you don't expect it, you'll probably lose. You'll see them first. They'll be aiming in the wrong spot. So that's why I think off angles have become more prevalent, at least in CSGO.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And that being said, I think you're absolutely correct. I don't necessarily agree with what I'm saying, but I'm just like, just a counterpoint. Yeah, yeah. Like, I think that's it's a good point. It makes the game interesting. Like, dude, I watched the Major. It was pretty, like, even though the game was boring, I was pretty excited about it. And I didn't anticipate me being excited because I haven't been playing Counter-Strike. But it made me
want to
go back.
What do you mean the game was boring? You think Counter-Strike is boring? What do you mean the game?
Yeah.
Like, Counter-Strike, no, no, no. The whole thing?
No. I'm not saying that. I haven't been having fun playing Counter-Strike as much as I used to. Is that fair? I don't think it's boring.
Can you put the shovel down? You're digging your own grave right now. Okay.
I think a lot of people share this. It's like one of these fucking, like, these moments where I will go back to Counter-Strike. I'm not going to lie. I love Counter-Strike. But the reason why I don't feel inclined to consistently play it every day, which I used to, is because I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I know what experience I'm going to get when I play Counter-Strike. But with other games, I'm like, well, this is new. Like Apex, this is new. I don't know exactly all the experiences.
This is why people cheat on their wives.
Yeah. I don't know. Actually, that's probably true.
Something new.
Yeah. No, that's but absolutely
then they
true.
Always regret it, and then their life falls apart, right?
I love how you're like the wise. Like,
and they always regret it, and they always come back.
Yeah, I'll come back.
I kind of am, because I have sunk costs in Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
But it's always true.
But we all do, man. Like, even if we're not, like, you know, casting or whatever, it's like, if you put in like thousands of hours into something, you should want it to do well, right? Because you've put in so much time. That's why
you
wish
probably like it a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
You fake that.
You can't. You can't fake like 3,000-4,000 hours into a fucking game. You can complain all you want
unless
on the
you're
subreddit.
An asshole.
Yeah, unless you're a fucking ass. But that's why I think, like, I almost wish there was more camaraderie around Counter-Strike instead of like beating it down as much as we can. Like, we're in an abusive relationship. Like, fucking Valve. They keep fucking it up before, you know. But I just wish everyone's like, no, let's give it a shot. You know?
Yeah, I hate that. It sucks. I don't even know how to think about it because, like you said, you don't think any dev really appreciates, like, the fan base at all because they know that they're just there to tear them down for the most part. They're not going to think very hard about their criticisms. They're just going to, like, throw shit out there. Fly by the seat of their pants, just be totally emotional all the time.
Yeah.
And the devs are the ones that have to think the most and deal with it. And they don't even have to, whoever it is already bought the game, you know, they don't even have to impress them further, really.
Exactly.
I mean, they're good. So that, you know, it's just constant struggle where they have to battle against like wanting to yell at their own fans. Right.
Right. And it's been like this. It's such a fucking double standard that we hold. We as fans are so shitty to developers. And then the second they're shitty back, we're like, holy shit, how fucking dare they, right? Like,
you watch your privilege,
yeah, exactly.
Sir.
It's like, dude, we fucking suck. Look at the shit we've been saying.
I play this game for free for thousands of hours.
And I'm entitled to this opinion, right? Like, it's such bullshit. It's like, there's fault on both sides. That may not be a popular thing
really
to say,
is.
But it's true, I think. It's like some of the most toxic shit I've read on Reddit, funny enough, on the subreddit of like, people that are supposedly fans or followers of the community. It's like, dude, why are you guys so quick to tear either a team or someone down or like the game down? It's like, you know, give someone the benefit of the doubt. Give the game be patient. We've played this game for over a decade. One update isn't going to ruin anything. Okay.
It's the best that it's ever been. Right?
Seriously. And that's indisputable in my eyes.
Yeah. My favorite is when people complain about smurfing and matchmaking. So I'm like, you ever played like a pub in 1.6 and like K Sharp joins the server and then you like never get another kill? You know? Like, do you know what the fuck that's like? You know? And there is no matchmaking that you can fall back on where you can go queue up with your stupid little silver friends and like play against other little stupid silvers, you know?
Yikes.
There's nothing like that to save you, right?
Yeah.
And you're complaining about now when you're like 80% of the time you get to play a game you want to play. Like, most games never had a matchmaking. Like, that wasn't a thing. Right. You just get shit on by somebody who's actually better than you. It's total meritocracy, like, through and through.
And that's a beautiful thing, dude. I remember, like,
how good you have it.
I remember, like, following Team 3D to different servers when I was a kid. Yeah. I was like, yeah, huge fan, like K-Sharp. And
why are you changing your voice as if it was different when you were five?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, I just, like, came out of my mom's womb. I was like, hey, Mom, get me a Razer Death Adder right now.
You
I'm going
still
pro.
Don't sound like that, so I don't know what you're saying.
What do you mean? All right, sorry we can't all have your voice. Like, I get it. Hey, what's going on, you guys? Launders here with another... What do you mean? Your voice was fucking given to you. It wasn't earned.
Well, hey, I'm not bragging. I'm just being honest about
something
like,
implicit
what I
there.
Sound like.
No, but I think more optimism would help a lot in the gaming sphere in general, particularly in Counter-Strike.
It would make a more amicable relationship between like fans and devs,
yeah,
and everybody, right?
It's not so hard to align incentives too. Like, they win and we win, you know, make a good game, we'll, you know, promote your product.
Do you think in any way like Valve almost asked for it by not like responding or stating how they feel at any point in time? But that's sometimes how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Not to say that I would ever just suddenly say, oh, or just assume that I can say whatever the fuck I want and it's, you know, there's no repercussions or that I don't have to worry about how anybody feels. But, you know, as the team that has decided to not respond or give, like, you know, any kind of stream of feedback,
mm-hmm.
that you are opening yourself up to getting unfairly criticized all the time.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. But I think it's easy for me to say, yeah, I wish there was more communication. But imagine the people at Valve. You don't want to piss anybody off, right? You made a game, a product, and you're going to get put basically berated for some stupid fucking reason about anything. No matter what you say, you're going to get a negative response, right? It's very rare for a game company to say something.
If I worked at Valve, right, and then the one dev that came up with the idea for the R8, I would have just left, like, pictures of the R8, like, up in the office every day, you know?
So toxic.
I would have, like, put a stapler in Jell-O with a picture of R8 taped to the Jell-O on top of it. Like a year later, just to remind, like, just to make fun of him, just for like haven't had that idea and drop it on the community.
And he's like, "You know, fuck you. I'm suing you, man. I'm going home."
Yeah.
Do you think he still works there?
Probably. You know, probably just you know, they just like, I'm much better at Dota. You know, or something like that. You know, like,
they move him around.
You know what? I'm gonna go save TF2 where they want me. Right?
I bet you didn't make the decision. I bet you like some boss was like, "Listen, Charles, we're gonna have to talk to you about your about some of the decisions you've been making. You know, they're working on this new IP. It's gonna change the world. It's called Artifact. It's a Dota
Artifacts,
2 card game."
Yikes!
Yikes!
Dude, I'm surprised that flopped so hard. I feel like they're just gonna save it, but
no, it's out, man. They're not gonna save it. It's done.
It's hilarious because it's like on Steam, which they made, but it's just like overwhelmingly negative.
Yeah, it's like I almost wish it didn't because I want more games from Valve. But they fired the guy. Did you hear about that? They fired the creator.
The guy, the MTG guy.
Yes, the guy whose like name was like created by. Jonathan?
Yeah, created by, because it was the guy who invented Magic.
Yeah, he's out. He's no longer
Holy
working
shit.
With Valve. There's fucking savages.
Maybe he's bad.
But is it his fault?
There's
or is it
always
Valve's
the
fault?
Chance that he, well, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they need a scapegoat is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess. I don't think they would have fired him if they thought he was good because they can, again, like they don't have like a board, right? Like they can just, if they believe in something truly.
Yeah.
They can just keep going with it. They're always going to make money, right?
Kind of. I mean, but it's how much are you leaving on the table? Right?
They got like 200 employees, you know? Like seriously.
Still,
like
man.
If you believe in a project, you can... But that's what I'm saying. Like, I actually believe they could bring it all the way back if they thought it was actually going to be good.
Yeah.
They thought he was actually smart. But I would believe, honestly, and I might be a Valve apologist for this, but I would believe that they have a good read on, like, whether or not it's them or him. And I think that somebody like him could have potentially gotten lucky, or
sure.
Just like a new game is not his forte. Robert Green is a guy who made. He's working on PUBG now. Is that luck, or is it unlucky that he got, you know, holed up with Blue Hole, and now he has to work on making PUBG as good as it can be, or is it because, you know, he maybe wasn't good enough to start out making a game that would be as good as like Apex Legends or something mm-hmm. like that? Because Ice Frog jumped from Heroes of New Earth, which was a spinoff of Dota All-Stars, and then went to Dota 2 and got hired by Valve, and that's gone amazingly well.
Right.
You know, did Robert Green get caught in the process? Is it because he actually wasn't good enough? He just had a good idea, you know? Like, is it just a concept guy? Or is it luck or isn't it?
I bet you it's a mix of everything that you just said, right? Like, I bet you he's, like, really good and very talented, undoubtedly and unquestionably. But I bet you there was some oversight in terms of mechanics or something, and it was his responsibility at some point. But Valve is big in terms of monetary, but they're a big company. And so for them to fire him seems a little kind of questionable to me. All right. It's like, uh-huh. You clearly have someone talented. He might have fucked up one game, but pursue the relationship further and see where else you can, you know, put this guy. Otherwise,
yeah, but what if this guy was like putting fish in the microwave at work? You know? Yeah. What if he was one of those assholes?
Yeah, then fucking he should be fired and never fucking hired anywhere again.
I bet you anything that's one of the that's the reason he got
Could
fired.
Could be.
He was like, he just smelled bad. You know, just one of those things. Like
he didn't wear deodorant. Like, we had to find a reason. Just put out some shitty game as an excuse to fire this fucking guy. Yeah, put it out. You're fine. They knew.
We sent him to an FGC event, and he didn't smell anything, so we fired him.
Exactly. Fuck it. If that's what they need to do, I get that. But I think, you know, I have a theory. And I'm glad we're recording, because I bet you in 20 years, people are going to look back on this particular episode and be like, damn, Squeaks was right. But my theory is that Valve is working on something that's far greater than like a game. Do you know what I mean? Like the glimpses that they've shown us of like even like a Steam controller or something, or like or like a Steam hardware or VR. I think they're working on something that's very.
They should name it PlayStation 5, right before PlayStation 5 comes out.
No legal issues.
That would be so alpha. Yeah, that would be so alpha.
And like Google will make like PlayStation 6, so actual Sony has to make PlayStation 7. Can you imagine? That's a new fucking move. Just buy those websites if they're not already bought. Future-proof it. PlayStation 12.
You probably wouldn't get the reference. It's like a rap reference, actually. So there's a. So I can tell you this is really, really interesting, right? Okay, so there's Young Thug, there's Lil Wayne, and there's Birdman. Birdman signed Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Back in the. Do you know who at least Lil Wayne?
Yeah,
and Birdman
I know
are?
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne, yeah. So Lil Wayne signed to Birdman. Years into their career, they have a falling out. It gets really strained. Birdman's clearly a fucking psychopath. And then Young Thug grows up as a young artist who loves Lil Wayne. Like, literally wouldn't exist as a rapper without Lil Wayne. And then signs to Birdman's label to cash money. Down the road, something happens, and now suddenly Young Thug is like, Birdman's in Young Thug's ear. You know, he's got control of him, even though Young Thug comes up because he loves Lil Wayne so much.
Okay.
And Lil Wayne has this project called The Carter. So he made The Carter 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I know those albums. Right? Yeah.
And then Young Thug one day goes and announces that he's making The Carter 5.
What?
Yeah. And Lil Wayne's like, no, you can't make The Carter 5. I made The Carter 4. This is my series of albums. Like, this is not going to happen. And then, long story short, Young Thug gets his tour bus shot up on his birthday or something like that.
What? Wayne related?
Yeah, and he does... He does what was supposed to be an announcement show of the Carter 5, which he was going to release in Lil Wayne's hometown.
Whoa.
And you're like, yes. And then on that same day when Lil Wayne's in a different city, Young Thug orchestrates him getting his tour bus shot up.
What the fuck?
Because somehow this falling out between Lil Wayne and Birdman happened, and suddenly Birdman's in his ear.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
that's so scary.
Nuts,
why would
right?
you want to be part of that?
That's nutty.
Yeah, dude. So I'm not, let's just say, I'm not going to fucking pursue this PlayStation, by the way, you guys. So please, I'm innocent.
all these Sony employees like walking down the street like, oh, there's an inordinate amount of Japanese people in Oregon right now. I don't know.
They're all following me. It's like the Nintendo commercials we would like to play, but it's just like a gun. They knock on your fucking door. Like, oh.
It's the old fucking like SNES gun or something.
Yeah,
like
dude, fucking the Duck Hunt gun. Exactly.
Duck Hunt, yeah.
Yeah, no, that shit, it wouldn't surprise me, dude. Those fucking, the gaming competition between those fucking Sony, Microsoft and stuff, I don't know how fucking, it feels like it's died down a little bit, but it wouldn't surprise me if they got a little bit aggressive, you know?
Yeah.
There's so much money at stake.
There's so much money at stake, and it's crazy because they just keep putting out these shit consoles that are so much worse than PCs.
What do you mean?
Year.
Dude, don't be like this. Don't
what
be
do you
like
mean?
Don't so, be like that. Come on.
Well, listen, I understand the argument that you put out a console for someone who can't afford a full PC setup or just wants to play games for fun.
Yeah.
But they make games for their own consoles that can't even run on their consoles that are exclusive.
Yeah. Okay, you're right.
That should be illegal.
You're right.
I think.
It's fucked up.
I didn't even know about that because I only had like Nintendo consoles growing up. All those games ran perfectly for Nintendo because they picked like a low enough poly amount that the games would run smooth.
Right.
And it'd be fine. But like the PlayStation games, which are more real, focused on realism, like I played Bloodborne, which somebody bought me a PS4 Pro to play a charity like stream all week long to beat Bloodborne on the stream because I played all the Dark Souls
sure.
games that you got to play Bloodborne. It's like awesome. And I played through it, and it's like, first of all, it's like 30 frames, so not 60 frames even. And if you try to play it on like the advanced like frame mode or whatever, it's 45 frames and it lags. And then there's like one area where the entire boss fight lags, and
Yikes.
there's no way that you can actually get it to not lag. But it is made for the PS4. You can only play it on the PS4. And so who tested this? Was this guy like can't see higher than 30 FPS?
Yeah.
Like the one man in the world or something? Like, how is that possible? And it not only is it a PS4. It's a PS4 Pro.
Yeah.
Bloodborne came out in 2015. And PS4 Pro came out in 2018, 17.
Yeah. No.
And it can't even run a game from 2015.
Yeah, that's inexcusable. I mean, that's yeah. embarrassing. But I mean, Bloodborne wasn't created by Sony, right? That's From Software. So
yeah, From Software, yeah.
So they're the ones that really fucked up, right? Like, they're the ones that... Do you think...
Yeah, I mean, but it's an exclusive. So
yeah.
there's, you know, some kind of relationship
there. Oh, for sure. It's totally fucked. But... I still, yeah. I think consoles are, there's a space for consoles. Like, I don't think they're going to go away. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't like PC elitism. That's what I kind of hate.
I love it. I mean, it's better. Like, there's no argument against PCs.
Versus like a Nintendo console, though, would you say? Like, you can't compare. Like, what Nintendo does well is they create products that are like, a Nintendo Switch, I feel like is amazing because it's clearly better at the PC. Better than the PC in one particular aspect, which is portability, right? Like, but a lot of the other consoles, like, it's hard to get a redeeming quality because you're directly comparing it to the PC in terms of, like, gameplay. But that's
like
why...
everything would be better on a PC.
Exactly.
But not Nintendo.
But that's why they're moving towards more of a home console where it's, like, a media player and all this shit. You know what I mean? So it's,
yeah,
it's
right,
like an
energy... Right,
because
right.
they're trying to find their competitive advantage. But...
Sure.
I think they're now just catering to complete casuals. Like, Xbox is for fucking Madden and NBA, right? Like, it's for that client.
Yeah, it's true.
So, that's fine.
I'd be totally fine as long as it did what it was supposed to do.
Agreed.
Like if it did what it was supposed to do, it can be on its own lane. Exclusives, fine. You know, that's part of, like, competition.
Sure.
You exclusive, so you people buy the consoles. That's totally okay with me. But, yeah, like, if I love fucking any game that FromSoft ever makes, and I will always buy that, and I'll go to the end of the earth to make sure that I can play that one day, and then I have to purchase a $500 console that can't even run it properly, and it's like, and there's no other way to run it, then, you know, I just feel robbed.
For sure.
I feel robbed, not only money-wise, but just of the experience of being able to, like, to play a game that I love so much in such a bad way.
Yeah.
But Nintendo, yeah, 100%, they're doing it right.
Yeah, they're killing it, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of exclusives, have you heard this news that... Take-Two is thinking of buying Rockstar.
Who's Take-Two?
So,
what
okay.
games have they made?
So Take-Two owns, they own a lot. They own 2K, so the guys who make NBA.
Okay.
They own trash. But they also what does Take-Two own? I'm actually curious because I know they own a shit ton of consoles. Yeah, like Sid Meier's shit. They own a lot. They're huge. And they're paying like billions of dollars for Rockstar. Or maybe I'm getting this wrong. I don't want to misspeak. I think Sony is trying to buy Take-Two.
Okay, yeah, because they already own
exactly.
Rockstar. Apparently.
Exactly, yeah. Take-Two owns Rockstar. So in terms of exclusives, do you think that's anti-competitive if it's like Sony puts the next GTA on its own console?
Well, Sony has made... I mean, if they spend the money... Like, I don't really see how you can argue against like... What anti-competitive? If it's not illegal, I mean, if the question is it legal? I don't know the answer.
Right.
But if it is legal, why wouldn't you take every advantage you could in that regard?
Yeah, as Sony, but I think as a consumer, it fucking blows. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, but I think consumers are so used to exclusives being incredibly important to their choices when it comes to buying consoles now.
Yeah, I mean,
even though at first that seemed lame.
I think it's the shift from something that's coming out on a lot, like a series that comes out on everything, to coming out just on PlayStation. That seems really sketchy. Like, if that happens, then I think consumers are going to be rightfully pissed, right? Like, that's fucked up. And I hope, you know, that doesn't happen. But I think that's sort of when it gets questionable, is when big companies like Sony are buying big companies like Take-Two or Rockstar or whatever.
Do you think the Metro Exodus coming out on Epic's launcher was anti-competitive?
No, I don't, because it's not restricting accessibility for PC users. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you.
I think that people are able to still play it, right? Maybe you have to swallow your pride and download whatever fucking Fortnite runs on, which is fine. But it's not restricting people from playing it. Like, that's fine. I think that's a good thing to have competition in terms of for Steam, which owns so much of the marketplace. It's like, no, I hope Epic succeeds. In a lot of ways.
Oh, they're doing fantastic. They give away 2 free games every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Some of those are exclusive and you can't find them on Steam yet. Or they're like temporary exclusives. But that's it. Like, it's temporary. And you get free fucking games.
Win-win.
And the launcher is free. And I think there is a point. There is a problem if the launcher isn't good, or if you have to pay for the launcher or something like that. But that's not true for any of those things.
Agreed.
So.
And we have a slew of shitty launchers, right? Like, Uplay, Origin.
Yeah, like, just thank God it's not, like, another launcher.
And it could be shitty. That's the funny part. It's like, I would suspect Epic's launcher would be shitty, right? They have one of the most popular games on it. Why would they give a fuck about what it's launched on?
But honestly, it's, like, better than Steam.
Really? I'm not too familiar with it. In what ways?
Part of it is, like, it's, like, over time. You know, it's, like, kind of like Google Chrome. Like, over the years, Google Chrome have just become more sluggish. Like, it's become more process heavy, more sluggish, and you've just like not noticed it because you've used it for so long. Sure. It's like adding apps in there, using it for all these different websites, and I don't know what's caused it, but for some reason it's just piled up, and now it's just this mess almost. Or it's like Mozilla has actually been fresh the whole time and really super fast. And then Epic is kind of. It's kind of like, it's super fresh. First of all, the UI is great. It's very simple. There's more. They choose what goes on there. Yeah. It's kind of like Steam in its early days, right? You know, like, not every game could get greenlit. It's kind of like getting partnered on Twitch. You know, like, everybody's an affiliate. You know, like, everyone needs like Squeaks, but to get partnered, you know, it's a lot harder.
Yeah,
but jokes aside, even partnerships becoming a lot easier in general for people, and that just kind of spoils how special that is.
Yeah.
But that'll happen when your client grows to a certain size, because you've got a lot of people that want to spend money. That's fine. So it's great that now Epic has this other one that's like, hey, we'll not put out every fucking hentai game that gets that wants access
Damn
to
it.
Our client to be sold on. and so if you go on Epic, you can actually browse it and think all of these games were like handpicked. They actually all might be good. That's kind of a cool feeling, and that's something that I haven't gotten from Steam in a long time.
That's a really good point. And that's something that's unique to Epic, which I think is, you illustrated really well. I mean, that's the problem with like having quantity. You get lost. It's like, how many times on Netflix are you just browsing through shit? And it, like, half an hour goes by and you don't know what to watch. It's because most of the stuff on Netflix is absolute garbage, right? Like, it's so shitty. But if you can have a catered experience that's always going to be good, then I rather submit my control for someone else to pick what I watch. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sort of like what I call the Pandora effect. It's like back, and you probably remember going on LimeWire or going on fucking iTunes whatever. Like,
yo, that was like Russian roulette.
Exactly. You don't know what you're going to get, man.
You don't know what kind of porn you're going to get.
Exactly. It was truly like rolling a dice. But like, imagine telling Launders from LimeWire days that we're going to live in a future where an algorithm is going to choose what you listen to. You'd be like, fuck you. Like, I want to choose my own library on my iPod mini, right?
Yeah.
But here we are. And I think that's going to permeate in the gaming space as well, where it's like, there's so much quantity, but here's what you should actually play. Here's the fucking signal from the noise, you know?
Sure. And there's some kind of medium. Or the answer is just having to completely like just diametrically opposed systems, right? Like one that's totally end to end. You get exactly what we give you, and then one that's just basically open.
Yeah.
So whoever wants to submit, come here and you can find them here. Or just like a multitude where like there's one site that's just indie games and you can go on there and find like tiny indie games for $1. And that's great. And then if you don't want that, you want AAA titles on sale, maybe go to Steam. If you want like a tailored selection of games and they've kind of met what you felt like is your criteria in the past, you go to Epic, you know, and that's great too. Like that's exactly what it's all about, right? It's not about having everybody be the same and one trying to be the best. It's about like filling all of these different needs and then giving people a good reason to kind of use everything.
But right? I do think the aggregator in the end who can fill all those needs in one service is going to win in a big way. Okay, and I think Steam was sort of the result of that as well, right? Like how, like in the past we'd have CDs. That was like the worst shit ever, right? I still, and I, you know what's so funny? Fuck, maybe I can, since we're on a video podcast, I can bring it up. Fuck it. Yeah, I'm going to bring it up right now. Because I went to California and I brought home all my fucking PC games. Do you know how many fucking on CDs? And so I have these fucking crazy ass like insane.
Are those all burned? Because we can't look at them if they're burned.
What do you mean burned?
You know what burned is?
No, like did I burn it on a CD? No.
Are they bootleg?
No. These are real. So like it's all fucking.
Oh
like,
damn, bro! This is like looking at Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Isn't that crazy? I got all the Need for Speeds.
Bro, stop scratching them. What's wrong with you?
Fuck it, man. I'm not gonna put these in. I got Hot Pursuit 2.
Oh shit, you know? Dude, I love that game.
Yeah, so it was so I had to bring it back. And
do
then,
you even have a CD drive on your computer?
Yes. My computer is so fucking
shit. Whoa, what the fuck?
This is
that's
Sonic.
Actually crazy.
Oh my god, 3D Blaster.
Holy shit.
I got all
dude.
These fucking games, and so I wanted to bring them back because I want to like keep them forever. But I just remember this being the biggest pain in the ass, or like you'd have to fucking find your CD, hope to god it's not scratched. And then there was like services where you could like download the game from the CD. Do you remember that? All this shitty stuff. Yeah. But Steam was the one who had this huge upside because they were able to get rid of that horrible experience. And so I think there's a future in like maybe streaming games. But whoever masters that like the first will be like rewarded handsomely. And I hope they fucking do.
Yeah. You know, I got flown out to a party about streaming games. Did you hear about that?
No.
So I was like, because I guess when you live in LA and you have like any amount of followers, people just assume that they can like leverage you for clout or something like that. Like new companies, startups, basically, right?
Yeah, you could be like, I'm like in the industry.
Yeah, so like me and like everybody I knew got a random email one day about like a party going on. It was the Shadow GG party, and we're just like living our daily lives or whatever. Like, yeah, it's in August and come out for 2 days. We'll fly you out to San Jose, pay for your hotel, and it's basically just a party. You can come through and hang out. No obligations whatsoever. They're all like, sure. Like, why not?
Yeah,
like, we
hell
go,
yeah.
Like, fly out. And then we flew out, and it was all because they wanted to introduce a new service to compete with the NVIDIA streaming platform, which NVIDIA basically allows you to stream. Like, you can play a game on your MacBook with no latency on, like, on a computer that's connected to the cloud that has like a 1080 Ti and
so
like
sick.
An i7
yeah
whatever.
It's so awesome.
Yeah, so that is really cool, and there's like maybe a little bit of input lag with the NVIDIA one, so they were like our servers and our settings and shit like that are way better, so like we flew out there to try it out. Ended up being a huge failure, honestly.
Oh really? Like, well, they had like to fly fucking people out, of course, like they're not confident.
Yeah, they had to fly so many people out. They had setups there, and they had like an insane, they had like gigabits of connections for it to run to make sure all the test stuff ran well.
Sure.
But like people were there playing Fortnite, and it was like, it was choppy as fuck. Like,
that's
it
so embarrassing.
It looked so bad.
That's
yeah.
So bad.
But everybody was rooting for it. I mean, that the idea of that, pay $15 a month, and you never have to upgrade your PC again.
That's
how
so
fucking
sick.
How delicious is that?
That's amazing.
Know?
That's the future. Fuck it.
That's like, swallowing a slice of cauliflower pizza.
sure. But I tried the, I was in the beta test for the Google one, the Google streaming games. So,
I didn't even know they had that.
Yeah, me neither until I got an email. So I played Assassin's Creed Odyssey on a computer across the country. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it worked pretty well. It was pretty good, honestly.
Yeah.
And they gave everyone a free copy after, which is awesome. But like, thanks for playing. Here's Assassin's Creed. But it worked pretty well. And I think that's sort of the Netflix model of gaming. I think like that's really, really, really exciting. Like it's such an interesting time because in certain ways, gaming is so ahead of other media, but in other ways, we're so behind. Like in terms of like just because we have so much data relative to, you know, movies.
Yeah, I guess the fucked up part though is like, you know, all of these peripheral companies, well, not even peripheral, just like innards for your PC.
Yeah.
Like you're like, what, how does Intel feel about this? Right. I mean, maybe Intel feels okay. Cause they get to capitalize on like, on being able to like sell to all of these streaming services who will almost certainly use Intel, but that's still like, that's still going to like 1/100th the population of people that they could have normally sold to. If all those other people are gamers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just reduces the amount of,
yeah, I have, you know, I have no sympathy for them. Like if something better comes out, let them die.
Intel, only
yeah, exactly.
Only making 50% of 500 billion.
Seriously.
Like.
Like, no, but also like fuck them. Like if better technology comes out, you better iterate. Like you better make something that, you know, don't become the Rust Belt. Don't become like the IBM of right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mostly brought it up to say like, whenever a situation like this happens, isn't there something they can do about it? You know, like when this happens with like Tesla and electric cars, you know, I mean, there's people like Lurpus who will come out and have a Twitter that just
all his whole Twitter
rail
right?
shots at them every day because they're making money on like on their stock going down. But then there's also like oil companies that don't want electric cars to exist, and so they can pay for like lobbying to like make it.
Yeah.
You know, like Intel's that big, right?
Yeah, like dude, I don't,
there's people with money out there that's, you know,
for sure
I don't know what they do,
dude.
You tell us.
Information technology is like the next, or like even like hardware is sort of like the oil of like the future, right?
Yeah.
It's like that's what's so scary. It's like a weird sentence to say, but I think it's true. Like data is the future. It's going to be the fuel of the future, and so these companies are, they'll fucking, they will be like drawing, like fighting for blood here pretty soon. And they have already, like Intel and fucking even Nvidia. They've seen some shit as a company.
They have seen some shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they really lobby or fight back. But my hope is the Nvidia approach, which is like, yeah, we make hardware, but how awesome would it be to make the technology that makes our old technology irrelevant and a streaming thing, you know? Like that's the fucking cool thing to do. And there's a potentially huge upside for companies that do actually do that. So that's my hope for the future. And I am optimistic. And I love like Epic or like anything that's pushing gaming forward, no matter how incremental. I think it's like always going to be a good thing. Like who can argue against that?
Yeah. But you know what isn't pushing gaming forward?
What?
Apex Legends.
Oh, no.
You knew this was going to happen. I don't even know.
I thought you
like,
forgot.
What,
cauliflower pizza.
Me of it. You know? Yeah, fried my brain. Yeah. So I was like,
okay. Well, it's been a little bit sad.
You know what? Okay. It's number four right now. Grand Theft Auto's like got 140. Is this a new Grand Theft? No, it's Grand Theft.
No,
Auto 5.
It's all the role playing,
like Summit and everything like that.
Everyone's
role
playing.
That's the best. That's sick.
It is.
I love
sick.
That.
Yeah, it's so
that's
fun
awesome.
To watch, bro.
This is role playing is like probably the reason that Twitch blew up in the first place. Like all of the big streamers from the past.
Yeah.
And even Summit, what Summit used to do, what Raj Patel, who everyone watches his live stream, used to do, was always role playing. The biggest streamer for the longest time, Lyric, was just a big role player in DayZ back in the day. Like these, that it's sick.
It's so good, right?
Ever. It's like awesome.
It's like longer
it takes some
form.
Creative talent.
Exactly.
It's longer form. Yeah. And yeah, it's like limitless entertainment, and it's not like needlessly edgy bullshit. You know,
100%.
And it's also not riding on like how good the game is or like an esport or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, Twitch is fucking, all these viewers are fooled into watching theater. A bunch of like, you know, a bunch of young boys watching theater on their computer. Right? Can you imagine? It's like, what a, what a fucking great thing. I think it's like, and it's really, there's some actual funny shit, not like streamer funny. Not like, oh my God, he said what about who? It's like, no, this is someone who's actually making good, fresh content, right? So it makes me
they're
happy.
Doing a good impression and like they're, you know.
Yeah, and they're quick and they're funny. Like, and even if their streamer isn't funny or quick, it's like the whole scene is really like hysterical. And it's like it's like the Avengers of Twitch. You know what I mean? It's like all these different streamers conflicting and clashing in the realm of a game, not some fucking shitty ass podcast where everyone's face is on there. You know what I mean?
And there's always like you're saying, like if you're not funny, there's always like a banana man.
Yeah, exactly.
That comes out, you
or
know,
Wadu.
That just like chimes in. Yeah, Wadu heck.
Yeah. Like, and I think that's beautiful. Like that makes Twitch feel like more of a community than like the OC. You know what I mean?
This is what they intended. Yeah, yeah. This is what they wanted.
And so I think everyone's sort of smiling.
Esports is what they got.
Yeah, you're right. Bunch of sweaty guys, like clicking a bunch of buttons is what they got.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yelling at dev. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. But this is, I think it's awesome. And I'm super happy
Rockstar's
for GTA.
Rockstar's laughing now.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
But
yeah, GTA has always been fucking incredible. But Apex is, I mean, it's not dying. It's just not doing as well as it has been.
Yeah.
It's not quite as steep of a fall as like Black Ops 4, but it's still not like dominating Fortnite like it was every single day for like 3 weeks straight.
Yeah. I mean, so did you hear about the like game files that were leaked? The thing?
No.
Okay, so they basically a bunch of data whatever miners, I don't know what the term is, but they looked into the files.
They
for
prefer the term
pass.
Scientist.
Yeah, excuse me. You're right. So a bunch of PhDs, a bunch of fucking bunch of sweaty guys basically looked into the data files of like the fucking season one pass or whatever. And they found like certain heroes and like additional like content in the files, and everyone was super fucking hyped for a day. Because they're like, holy shit, like they have so much planned for us. Amazing. And there was like a little bit of a resurgence. And then Respawn came out and said, you guys, like, I'm so sorry, but that was a lot of canceled characters, a lot of files that we didn't fully remove.
Yeah.
So like, don't have such high hopes. And so it's sort of like the hype was crushed as quick as it like came. But
okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the big part about that is I heard about the update not coming out when people thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But Respawn did say it, right? That the update was due for like a certain date and then they had to push it back. So even officially, I think they said like...
Oh, did they?
The Battle Pass. Yeah, I think they announced the Battle Pass was actually going to come out and then they didn't meet their own deadline.
Ooh,
so that was one thing I was going to harp on, that like they did everything right at the start, but it's incredibly important that they kept up a certain like a certain threshold of content to be able to keep up with like how well Fortnite did and whatever in the beginning. But they didn't do that. And I think that was like last week. And now, you know, like the numbers have, you know.
Yeah, that's hard. I did not know they didn't hit their own deadline. That's really
bad. I thought so, yeah.
Because Fortnite was able to fucking make so much content so quick, particularly early.
See, this is
why
I thought Fortnite were going to be so robust, because they had... I think it was 300. They had a dev for every day of the year. They had like 365 devs that no longer had any other game to work on. They no longer had Unreal Tournament. They didn't have the other whatever. Or no, I can't remember what they had. Another esport that they just like killed. They're just like, fuck it.
Like fuck
come
it.
Over here.
100% Fortnite.
All work on. All hands on deck. We're going Fortnite.
Yeah.
Down the hatches. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. But I don't know. I think... It seems like a dip now, and because it is. But when they introduce the season pass, I think we're going to see another surge up. Like definitely, sure. People are going to come back to it because it is fun. Like it's not fun. It's still
it's
a good,
great. Yeah,
it's still a good game, and people are putting in the hours still, just maybe at a less severe pace. Because also, like streamers stop playing it, like just in general, like the big streamers are weaning off of it a little bit, but.
Well, I think that the reason that they get weaned off a little bit faster than the general population is just because they put in so many more hours every day.
Yeah.
On average, like 10 to 12 to 13 hours sometimes a day.
Like a bad amount.
Because they are having fun. Yeah. They are having fun. But if the game doesn't have more content or like, I think part of it is, you know, the reason that it's just like not as, it was a little bit too easy to learn for a lot of people who played FPS before.
Right.
So that's why they relied even heavier on content. So it was even more important that they came out with some more stuff. Like I think I'm definitely gonna come back if there's more content. I think what do you think about this? Do you think they need new maps, or do you think they should update their map like Fortnite does?
Ooh, that's a really fucking good question.
Because some people have argued that they don't want because they've seen how PUBG did it. They feel like it's ruined the fan base. Like it's split people up so much, and you need, you know, 100 people per map on every server. So, but Apex kind of has the gift of having a big fan base right now, so they could do that.
No, I don't think they should do that. I think they should iterate upon the map, but I think more importantly than either of those questions is to add characters. I think that's going to be crucial. Add characters, and maybe even don't focus on rebalancing. Like, just focus on adding content. Because I think the game, it's not perfect in terms of, like, balance issues. Like, of course, there's some guns that are still overpowered and stuff, but I think it's still good. It's still playable and it's still fun. So just keep adding shit for us to see, like new stuff. But in terms of a map, that's too big of a jump. Like, I'd rather put some resources into updating the map and some resources into updating characters rather than all resources into making a map and making sure that's balanced and making sure it doesn't seem too empty. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would probably just change. Even if they changed one pixel on the old map and just like said, we changed the map, that would bring me back to check it out.
Yeah.
So if they did even something small to the existing map, that would be fine enough for me. And then, yeah, any new legends,
yeah,
like, I have to go and see it. But like, even with the like Caustic and Mirage, I haven't paid to unlock them. I don't care to try them at all. Like, there's I almost don't care what legend I'm playing, almost, as long as it's not Gibraltar.
Gibraltar is the worst. Whenever I see a Gibraltar and I'm fighting it, then I like.
This
I will,
guy blows.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, I can push him. This guy clearly doesn't have good decision-making ability. Like, this guy's clearly in, like, out of his wits.
This guy never went to school.
Yeah, exactly. Thinking he can out-aim me, like, that's a joke. This guy's probably playing on, like, a Steam controller. Or an Orb Weaver. What was it?
An Orb Weaver. The ultimate gamer tool.
This guy's got an Orb Weaver or something. But, yeah, it was... it's definitely... I'm very optimistic about it, but... Even more so, which I wish I mentioned before, was I hope they formalize, like, I hope season one is actually sick. Like, I want them, and we talked about this a long time ago, maybe last podcast, I forget, but it seems like a very consistent experience when you play Apex. Like, you know, you're not going to get too tilted or you're not going to get too euphoric in terms of, like, winning or losing. But I hope they add more stakes. Like, I hope the winner gets something even better. Like, in terms of, like, more experience or something even small and superficial like that. But I hope
if you beat the other team, you can bang all their moms.
Oh, I'm down. Pog. You know what I mean? then I'd be leaning
in. Thank you for running with that. Then I'd have a monitor 10 on my nose.
Oh, yeah. But... Then I'll just say I'll be fucking, I'm ready, bro. No, but I think that's also a big issue, is that it is too consistent. So it's like hard to get excited.
Yeah. It is consistent. Yeah, that's true. And yeah, you could add rewards in a number of different ways. I honestly feel like with CSGO, they need to like take the next case and just like take the case they would have made and just take those skins and start offering them up to people for different things. Like, if they want to get people familiarized with new maps, then you could give them skins for playing the maps.
Play
a map 10 times. You don't have to play. You know, you can get a skin if you play, and then it's in your matchmaking experience, and then you just have incentive to leave it in the queue.
It's hard, though.
Six map, like, on your queue.
It's super fucking hard, because then you sort of... I agree with the idea behind it, and I have the same... Like, I wish that would work, but I just, like... I think that in that case, a lot of skins' value comes from the fact that you are unique into having a skin. Like, no matter how sick, like, if everyone gave, like, a Karambit... Everyone started with the Karambit would lose its value. Like, I don't give a fuck about it anymore, right? So that's like the first issue is like with that. And then second issue is like it rewards bad behavior, where it's like people will queue it, go AFK or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like achievements. You know how achievements work in Counter-Strike?
It could be win five games. it could be win five games on DEZU. I mean,
yeah, but then like you make a smurf, or like there's always a way that people, when you have a reward, that kind of gets into shittiness. Or like
it's honestly better than not. Like, I feel like it took so long to incentivize people to do Overwatches. Maybe for that same reason, they were worried about people doing Overwatches for the wrong reason.
Sure. Oh, good point.
But they found out that it worked well. Like, they have them now, you know, like they do.
Yeah, that's a great point, honestly. But I mean, I just don't think I fucking hate skins. First of all, I hate all skins.
You don't have to have any skins.
I know, I don't.
So let's just strip your skin. First of all, you only buy disgusting fucking like jungle spray bullshit sand dunes.
Sand dunes.
So, like, just remove them.
I want all sand dunes
from your account.
Yeah. No, but like, why are they like, fuck, this is kind of controversial, but the reason I hate skins is because that means there's a team of people focused on skins rather than focused on the game itself. You know what I mean?
What a stupid fucking thing to say.
Oh my God, as if, like, just call me out.
You're literally like Reddit. Like, you're actually that guy on Reddit. It's like when CSGO dev tweets, like, hey, here's something funny to, like, lighten up the mood in the community online, get more attention towards the game. Hey, why aren't you working on crouch mechanics right now?
No, okay, hold on. Don't equate me, first of all, to that guy on Reddit.
Goddamn person.
It's not the same person, but we know that Valve is small, right? Why is that an unfair thing to say? Like, because
they have fucking, like, Krishna, they have 10 hands, they can just work on graphic design, right? And, like,
you don't know your Hindu lore.
Time, actually different people.
Okay, I know, but here's what I'm trying to say, and maybe this will be a better argument in terms of, like, exactly what I'm trying to communicate, but yeah, okay, so I agree. The person who's probably making skins isn't going to be working on balancing the guns, you know? It's probably like...
Not probably, definitely,
it's like,
right?
Dave and Matthew, right? It's like, they're not even going to... I grant that, right? But I think, like, so what... I think as a user or a client or a customer of Counter-Strike, it took me 3 tries to get to customer. Like, thinking about what makes them money, right? It's the skins, right? So it's like, and there's a lot that goes into making a skin. It's not just the graphical design, but there's like a micro economy that they have to manage in Counter-Strike. So what happens, and of course, I would do the same thing. I'm a big hypocrite. If I was Valve, fuck yeah, I'm going to be super careful about what skins I put out. My updates are going to be skin-centric because this is what generates me money. This is how I feed my family, right?
Uh-huh.
So, but I wish that intensity, instead of like even hiring the guy who does skins, just goes into the game itself. And I think Fortnite does this really well because it's sort of the hybrid between skins and also gameplay, where
they do way more skins than
they do, but they also do more gameplay updates in Counter-Strike, right?
Yeah,
and they're
but
newer.
So does Dota. Sure, I mean, it's really not a skins problem, is the thing.
But I'm just saying it's not a skins problem, it's a focus problem. But it's like too easy to come out with something that generates a lot of money versus something that might hurt your game, right?
Yeah, I don't know why I don't know why that they don't have more gameplay updates, but I don't think it has to do with skins because of the other games that we see that already manage both. Like, there's, and like one of them's like run by Valve already, so it's like, what the fuck? Yeah. You know, I guess I don't know. I think there have been devs that have moved from Counter-Strike to Dota and back.
Really?
Which is weird.
That's
super weird.
I did not know that.
I swear to God, it's like they wake up one day like, man, I feel like shooting, you know, I feel like working on a shooting game. That almost turned into a really terrible
You did see like the spark in my eye.
Technically, it was a terrible sentence, but we're not here to take anything out of context. Yeah. So, I don't know how the fuck that shit works.
Yeah, me neither, but I just hate, I don't know. I'm very preachy about this sort of stuff. So.
You don't like skins, yeah.
Yeah, I wish people didn't like skins unanimously, so then Valve could be like, oh, you're right. This is fucking stupid. This is something you can download on FPS Banana in every other game, but for some reason charging $200.
Okay, where do you stand on this? People want to remove... There's people at, like, a certain subsect of the community that wants to remove view models.
Like, completely?
Yeah, they want the option to remove view models.
So because...
But what that does is forces everybody to remove view models, otherwise you're at a disadvantage.
Yeah. No, that's fucking stupid.
Fucking terrible.
That's stupid.
Why?
Because that's a whole other issue. That's like, okay, then let's remove all textures. Like, let's make just solid orange walls. It's like the same argument. It's like, well, you know, that makes everyone have
to
see.
Why don't we?
Because there's also some sort of, I know what you want me to say, and I'm trying to not say it.
I mean, there's really nothing else you can say.
You're clearly leading me on. You're like pointing.
I can't think of another argument for you to run to.
No, because here's why. Here's why. Because at the end of the day, it still wants to...
Keep introducing the argument.
It still should be visually appealing. You know what I mean?
Oh, it should be visually appealing, what you say.
But don't fucking tell me that. A karambit is so much more visually appealing than a fucking knight. Like, give me a break. That's not an argument to me.
For some people, it's $1,500 to like... $15,000 more appealing.
Yeah, but why does it have to be $600 more appealing? Like, just fucking download
it. Supply and demand, bro.
No, shut up.
It's what they want to pay for.
But nobody
made that the cost except for
people
who are buying.
What a double standard from us, though, dude. Can you imagine in 1.6?
What do you mean?
Like,
you don't like skins, then you don't have to buy them.
No, I know, but that's so stupid. Just the offer itself, like the fact that skins generate so much money, it changes the focus. Like, I'm saying, can you imagine in a 1.6, like, or source, say it's CGS, championship gaming
series.
You could
fucking have an M4 with a scope on it. Yeah. Pure gold from Game Banana.
You could throw fucking Kirby's, dude. Pokeball grenades. Like, if you don't want it, don't download it. You know, it's like, at least it's free, that there's not some dude. It's fucked up. I hate the idea of skins, and I hate the idea of, like, people pushing skins on other people. Like, the fact that so many people help, and it's totally fine. I'm not trying to judge anyone's behavior, but I mean, like, so many people...
It's kind of coming off a judgy right now.
Is it? I don't mean it in a judgy way. Like, skins look cool. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. They're cool. But $600 plus cool? Fuck no. I'm not going to pay that shit. You can be more than, you know, of course you can spend your money the way you want, but I just wish we're like, when the update happened, I almost expected a unanimous, like, what the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? Like,
yeah, well, a lot of people have only come in at CSGO, so they didn't know anything before that.
Yeah.
And then there's also, there is also quality control. Like, I mean, I remember updating skins myself. Like, it was like, you could do it, but it was kind of unfun to do it.
Yeah.
And a lot of sins were, like, sometimes bad quality, like, stupid.
That's fun, though.
Porn, you know, you'd want a new porn spray every day and, like, all that stuff. I mean, I think, like, for some of that was nice to be able to do it yourself and pick whatever you wanted all the time. But it's also kind of nice to have quality control and stuff like that. And it's also Valve's game. They're allowed to make money on that.
I agree, but I just think that it should be held accountable for charging people, kids, once again, $700 plus for a knife.
You technically, you know, like, the Steam market doesn't go that high. Everything that's above a few hundred dollars, like $500, I think, is off market. They don't even make money off those transactions, which is the most interesting part.
They don't?
No, I mean, if it's not on the Steam market, they can't take a rake.
But don't they take, like, even if it is on the Steam market, and they're, so it's, if it's less than $500, they do take, like, something, right?
So the site's like, they do if it's on the Steam market.
Okay.
But the Steam market has a limit, so it can't go up past 1,000 or whatever. So, like, Dragon Lords can only be sold off market. Valve don't take any money from that
when
those
weird.
Get traded.
Oh, that's really interesting.
They still allowed sites like OP Skins and Bit Skins and stuff like that to exist as escrows that were purely there to take a rake for people to safely trade skins.
Wow, I had no idea. So, that's still shitty, but I had no idea.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe because in general it stimulates the skin economy, so at some point they get more money from other transactions or whatever. But it's what everybody wanted, you know? Like, people did want to have the ability to make money off of skins, just like Valve. They could make money trading and buying.
Right? Yeah, I don't know. I just hate the idea of it. And I told you, I've, like, so out of college, I had an interview for EA, like, whatever, they were hiring economists or economics majors from Davis to manage their, like, crystal economy in the Star Wars mobile game, Galaxy of Heroes, maybe it's called, or something. And they were, like, finding ways to monetize skins. And they were hiring these economists or people who know, like, supply and demand to try to regulate the economy. It's like, I'm not going to sell the fucking Kylo Ren skin to a child using
kids,
economic data.
I'm better than that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it to teenagers.
You know? It's not that I'm better than that. I was like, well, first of all, the guy was kind of shitty. But also, it's like, no, that's not the work that someone should strive to do. That's so clean cut, like, make a quick buck. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
And the worst part is the game was okay. Like, the game wasn't bad. And that's how I sort of see skins in Counter-Strike, but
not everybody likes them. I remember once Fafleren said that he said that he, like, finally enjoyed practicing again because he could have skins. I mean, it does also just come down to how much of a value you put on artwork, right? Like, in general, just something purely for the sake of vanity in some regard, like something that looks nice that you can show off, or something that you just like to look at. How much does that matter to you?
I agree. That's cool. But I just have a feeling that it's not so much of art as it's so much as, oh, look, I have this cool animation that other people don't have. You know, like...
Yeah, well, so what, Squeaks? What are you being judgy right
I'm
now?
I'm not... Don't... You paint me in a bad light because you had cauliflower.
No,
you started
no,
the episode
actually,
with cauliflower.
Actually, that is kind of judgy, though, right?
No, like, I mean...
Who are you to say if somebody wants to pay for
you're
validation?
Right. No, you're absolutely right.
Wrong with that?
I don't want to come off as judgy or, like, sanctimonious or whatever. I think it's totally fine to spend your money doing that. But as a community, I think we should draw our standard somewhere in terms of, like, what is okay to charge and what is not okay to charge people. It's the same thing with, like, EA or something coming out with, like, an experience boost in a single player game. It's like, of course, for some young Timothy here who wants to play Assassin's Creed twice as fast, of course we shouldn't be judgy for him. But as a standard, as a community, should we be okay with them offering this to young Timmy or not? So quick to come up with names. Do you know what I mean? Like, there should be some sort of precedent. Yeah. I don't want to isolate anybody individually. Like, I've spent money on a key in cases. Like,
but you also never have to buy them. It's cosmetic.
I agree.
Like,
but just
young
the
Timmy
offer.
Situation, like, that's different a little bit because you're actually getting progress and it's pay to win. That's the difference.
I agree. Right? No, 100% I agree. Yeah. Even if it's vanity, but just like, I don't know, just the idea of it rubs me the wrong way. And you're right. You don't have to pay for it. It's fair. It's a fair argument. If you don't want to be included in it, then just look the other way. But
I got it just in time. I sold my like $1,500 knife. I sold like it was like $2,000.
That's
the
crazy.
Knife I sold.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like right before OP Skins shut down, and then also my AK that had all that like 2014 holos on it. Those are so insane. How those are like.
Those are so
thousands
much.
And thousands of dollars each for a sticker.
Yeah,
it's so nuts.
Yeah,
I think it's all really cool. If I'm honest.
Yeah, I don't. But it's visually cool. Like it's cool. Like I obviously prefer to have a Karen bit rather than something that's not. What do you call it? Like a standard default knife. But
yeah,
I don't know.
What knife do you have?
The default one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Default
don't...
knives come back. It's vogue again. So.
Oh cool! I'm in.
Yeah,
right.
There's a whole swag movement of using default skins to support the
it's
band.
It's definitely
players.
That's definitely
so swag
it.
And Stewie is like, you know, everyone, you know, switched to default knives, and then Flush has also only used default knives since forever because, you know, he's worried about getting banned. So,
oh, yeah, because he cheats coming from Launders. Damn, what an accusation.
I'm just kidding. He's like the best player in the world. He actually left, he like took a break and left Cloud9.
Oh, yeah, I saw he was like stepping down right after that tournament.
So like waiting to officially announce their fifth.
That's crazy. I wonder what Flush is going to be up to.
I have no idea.
He's such a staple.
You want to go back to Fnatic. He Fnatic got 60-0 for
the
first time. You saw that?
Yeah.
Fucking AGO and whatever are in the finals of WESG, which is so hilarious.
They're playing for like $500,000 or something, right?
It's amazing. They would actually appreciate it more than anyone else at that tournament.
Dude, how fucking nervous are they going to be?
I don't even know. Yeah, but even if they lose, they still make like, well, I guess maybe it's like 500, then 1,000, then 100,000 or something. I don't know.
That's crazy. Fuck, a 60-0 on Fnatic? Dude, I can't believe
it. I know.
That. Like, they're gods among men. I can't believe Fnatic out of anyone, too.
So, it's fire. Yeah. And there's a number of good teams at the tournament. There was fucking MIBR was there. G2 was there. Optic was, well, Optic aren't that great. But, like, there was Fnatic and even Valiant are good. Like, they could have made it far.
Yeah.
Fucking Windigo and AGO.
Dude, hell yeah.
Fucking big swinging dicks. Like.
They're going to be the future watching final at every fucking tournament now, and we'll be all be like, oh shit, where did these guys come from?
Hopefully. I think we all want more parity at like tier two.
Yeah.
And that breeds better competition and stronger Astralis contenders.
Yeah, without a doubt. And even like, this is sort of arbitrary, but even when Ty Lue had their first great tournament, I remember watching them on Cobble and being like, damn, like that's so exciting that some Chinese team that all have like high sensitivities is coming up and ripping up the scene a little bit.
You know, they all have low sensitivities.
They changed it. No way.
Wait,
Captain Mo.
No, they always had low sensitivities. They all have sensitivities lower than two. And the guy who you know has who looks like he has the fastest sensitivity probably has the lowest. Zoking has like 1.4 at 400 sensitivity, but he just throws his mouse across.
Is that it? He's just fucking.
Yeah, man. Yeah, dude, it's insane. They actually have low sensitivities. They just move their fucking hands extremely fast.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, which is mental. Actually, no, Zoking's. Oh wait, no, that's not. That can't be right.
What is it? Like seven?
I thought Zoking's was really low. That actually can't be right. But there's a lot of players that, especially the Ty Lue and Vici players that have low sensitivities that look like they're moving fast.
Yeah. Well, I think it was cool because it was like, it looked like a completely different game when they were playing it. I remember seeing like some of their fucking, just like when they were spectating, it looked like they were cheating. It was that like, there was that pinpoint. Yeah. They were so shaky. It was super cool.
Yeah. They just have, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. It's like it's like the Smash thing that we were talking about. It's like a team that's so region independent from the scene can become such a prevalent thing, which Optic India could have been, but I'm not salty.
Shit.
But I think that would have been exciting.
Like, first Forsaken fucking cheats on land, and then Squeaksy's cauliflower pizza. Whole nation's in shambles.
You just had cauliflower pizza on camera, and you're gonna.
It was all right. It was all right.
It was good, dude. You're so fuck. That's so funny that you loved it.
whoa, 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 whoa. okay.
You loved it.
I threw you a bone. Okay.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. But seriously, like the gas fumes that came out of it when you first chomp in. Like,
shut up. No gas fumes. It was good. It's good. And there's no, like, very few carbs in it. Incredible.
Yeah. Good option. Okay. We're kind of fucking running the clock here. It's already like, what are we at? Two hours in.
What?
Not bad.
No.
Yeah, not bad.
Are you serious?
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of nuts. All right. I think that's probably pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good.
Pretty good episode right there, yeah. Kind of went off about it. Fun show.
Yeah, super fun.
I'm going to finish the cauliflower pizza just because I'm hungry as fuck.
And you like it.
And it's not bad. It does smell like cauliflower a little bit, which I don't like.
Not bad, huh? We'll take
and
that.
Taste is pretty much 85% smell or something crazy.
You just throw out the number so confidently.
Yeah, you're a math guy. You love
no,
shit like
I'm not.
That.
I'm not a math guy. It's like, I saw you playing Bully.
Taste is 85. Well, I can't. That's like asking
how
Google.
How much of taste is smell?
How much of
80%. Oh my God.
Isn't that kind of nuts?
That's a lot. So,
yeah, so if you can't smell.
No wonder I hate shit.
You can barely taste. But yeah, didn't like that too much. But apart from that, it's all right. There's also wheat in the crust, so it's not even like purely cauliflower, which I thought it was just like cauliflower taped together.
Why are you like backtracking from your comment? Like you said you liked it.
There is wheat in the crust.
So what? You liked it. It's fine. Just be confident. Just, you know.
Yeah, I like wheat. Yeah.
Good for you.
Especially my pizza, you know?
You know what the secret ingredient of good pizza is? Gluten. Delicious. I'm actually gluten unfree. I look for only gluten foods. Thank you.
I'm gluten trapped.
Yeah, start the new movement. It's not a movement, it's a revolution. Gluten fucking tied.
The gluten revolution. Yeah, right. It's like bring back bullying, bring back gluten.
That's right.
That's what we need, yeah.
It's essential. For the listeners at home, or who are listening to this recorded, we are actually streaming this live, and we'll do this intermittently on twitch.tv/launders. And then also, if you want updates for when we're going live or whatnot, follow the Twitters. We have three now, but the show's Twitter is
be long enough to be
at esports life pod
podcast or this esports life pod. So I made it esports life pod. I'm not sure if that's the best name, but it's kind of like as many characters as will fit. So that's it for now. We want to have like people follow the esports life pod Twitter so that we know like kind of how many people are watching, you know, or at least like paying attention or care at all, because right now we don't even like focus on that. We've just been focused on like making episodes and just like trying to do it and make sure we do it every week, but ultimately it would be nice to know, you know, that it's like gaining followers or viewership.
For sure. And we had a lot of Lemon Limers, yes, last episode. People who listened to the whole thing, which was super exciting. So, you know, keep up the interaction on Twitter. You know, we love that shit.
Okay, that's it. Episode 27. Thanks for listening, everybody.